KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Live from the city that never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Your liberty-loving Latino amigo, happy to be here with you this Friday night. We're live, we're national, 7 minutes past the top of the hour. Let me open up the phone lines. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to make sure that we cover a lot of ground tonight, because there's a lot to cover. Of course, yesterday I had some flight mishaps, so I want to give a big shout out and thanks to Dom Time, Dom Giordano from 1210 WPHT for filling in. And I know Dom, we used to work together at WPHT together years ago. And the all the drama that ensued yesterday, right, with the revolt of Elon Musk, and so much has occurred and transpired since then. So we're going to keep our finger on some of that stuff, just because, you know, it's fun to watch, right? Nothing like a front row seat to some crazy. And I don't even know if it's that crazy, honestly. But Elon Musk, the latest that I'm seeing here is he has now called for the impeachment of El Trompito Donaldus Magnus. Listen to this.
Right, or an easily replaceable, quite a bit more, coming from the White House, back to Eamon Javers. Eamon?
John, Elon Musk has just agreed with a user on social media that President Trump should be impeached. This user had posted, "The president versus Elon, who wins? My money's on Elon. Trump should be impeached, and J.D. Vance should replace him." Elon Musk just responding to that, yes, within the past 30 seconds or so. So as we're talking about, you know, the future of the Republican Party, where is J.D. Vance in all this is an interesting question, right? Because J.D. Vance is somebody who does have a longer political timeline than Donald Trump. He is widely seen as the heir apparent to the MAGA movement, given that he's Trump's vice president. Does J.D. Vance draft more closely to Elon Musk? Does he draft more closely to Donald Trump in this fight? Does he position himself as a candidate for 28? Does he close the office door and not come out and not talk to anybody for a week? We'll see. But Elon here raising the prospect, at least rhetorically, not obviously we have to say not likely, but raising the prospect of replacing Donald Trump with J.D.
This is, again, I think it's just fodder for this fight, right? It's not the real deal. These guys are just too big giants in this game that are, you know, flexing a little muscle, in my opinion. But Musk, apparently, again, this is the New York Post reporting, Musk signs off on suggesting that Trump should be impeached and removed from office. Now, there's a couple of angles of looking at this, right? We can look at it as the disloyalty. We can look at it as disagreement. We can also look at it as it's coordinated. And it's a plan. It's part of how he survives, right? Because those that are loyal to Trump end up getting prosecuted. They end up going to jail, losing their law licenses, all sorts of crazy stuff. So maybe, you know, after having his Tesla dealerships firebombed and all the drama with his children's mother, his baby mama drama that he went through in the media and the press, all of this happened because of his alliance and allegiance to Trump. Because obviously, prior to, he was the darling of the media, just as Trump was, right? It's when you become a Republican, apparently, people stop liking you. That's when you are really evil. I don't know which one of those I've subscribed to yet. I think that there might be some, you know, genuine disagreement here and, you know, some knee-jerk reactions. You know, like the tweets that were going around yesterday that you no doubt heard about with the reporter Ian Miles Chung asking on Twitter, also known as X, President Trump versus Elon, who wins? And Musk commenting under that tweet, saying things about Trump and his complicity with mention in the Epstein files and all this other stuff, you know, just throwing bombs here and that I think are unnecessary in my opinion, but that's fine. He does what he does. That's, you know, the president is a big boy, and I think we're all prepared to take on what comes, right? Elon saying something about Trump and the Epstein files is nothing compared to what the left hasn't done to Trump, right? And what they have done to Trump. So I think you take that with a grain of salt. It looks like, you know, an argument amongst titans, if you will. However, there's another interesting piece in the New York Post that somebody sent me just a little while ago, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. And it was mentioning the real catalyst, or what they believe is the catalyst, or, you know, being the removal of Mr. Isaacson, Jared Isaacson, to be the NASA administrator, somebody that Musk was pushing. I don't know how true that is, and this particular article tried to slam Sergio Gore, the director of the President's Office of Personnel in the White House, as the guilty party that was stoking the flames. At least Axios and New York Post are reporting that. I don't know how accurate that is. If it is, it isn't. I don't know. I haven't spoken with Sergio Gore about this. But all of these things seem feasible, and even if you take them as a half-truth, the way they're being reported, you know, eventually we'll figure this out. We just need time, right? Time will really tell what the bottom line is. Time will tell us what the next move is going to be. Trump isn't going anywhere, right? Trump's not going to be impeached. I don't believe he's going to be impeached. I don't believe that there's much to gain except distance by Elon Musk fighting with Trump publicly, right? So then what is it? It's just that, I would presume. It's likely trying to create some distance. Why? Because all of this could have come while he was in office as the chairman of the Doge service, right? That could have happened then, but it didn't. Why not? I don't know. That's a speculation and conjecture that I'll leave open for all of us to continue to discuss. But it's nonetheless, interesting to me that this is a new way, right? It's the new way of serving in the Trump administration and still being able to go back to your world, right? For Elon Musk, he goes back. He has to work with the tech people, the science people, you know, the Silicon Valley people in some regards. So maybe this is how he says, "Yeah, I was there for a little while, but now I'm not. We hate each other now." I don't know. And I know that there's been some talk about them having peace, and I think that's probably a really good idea. Trump always says, and I always agree with this, when he says, President Xi, and I get along with President Xi. I have a good relationship with President Putin. I think we get along. I think we should get along, right? I agree. I think you should always get along, especially with the people you disagree with. Now, I realize that's not always possible. And, I mean, this is true in our personal lives, in our professional lives, and in in our political lives, you can't always get along with the people you disagree with. And I get that. But ideally, it's perfect when you can. You don't always have to agree on things to get along with them, to respect them, to not undermine them at every turn. But there's a difference between not getting along and being adversarial and becoming an obstacle, right? That's a whole different story. So these are things that will remain to be seen. And I'll continue to give you some of my thoughts on it as we go forward. But very interesting stuff in the last couple of days that we've been observing. Also wanted to talk about what's going on with the Supreme Court. Supreme Court weighing in today saying, yes, DOGE can continue to access all of the secure data in Social Security and elsewhere that they're doing their investigating. They don't have to submit any additional documentation. And again, that's coming from the...
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Cinerama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZurvey, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
iZurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZurvey, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Or visit AdvantageGold.com to claim your free copy. There's no cost, just the truth. No precious metals purchase necessary. Call 800-324-9902 now. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Doing was right, faith that they fought for all humanity, faith that a just God would grant them mercy on this beachhead or on the...
That is President Ronald Reagan, and he was speaking at the 40th anniversary of D-Day, and of course today being a D-Day anniversary as well, I wanted to play that. This is the 81st anniversary of D-Day. And very, very wise words from President Reagan at that time. And it reminds me of a problem that, A, we attacked back then, but B, that in many ways continues, right? Because the why that people go to war may change, but ultimately there's a common denominator. It's service above self. People caring about their country and their family more than themselves, that selflessness. But with that selflessness, with that duty, with that willingness to serve, also comes some of the things that aren't so honorable, right? And not to say it's dishonorable, but it's, you know, nobody brags about the problems that they bring back home. Nobody brags about the injuries. Nobody brags about the trauma and other things, brain injuries, PTSD. This is a difficult thing for a lot of people, and that's why today I wanted to talk about someone that's a leading advocate for veterans, for their mental health, focusing on PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. And my dad had a traumatic brain injury, so I'm very, very familiar with how they work and how they impact one's lives and the lives of, you know, their family members. And Tyler Gray is with us. He is somebody that was a Tier 1 operator, and his military career ended abruptly when he was seriously wounded during a nighttime raid in Sadr City in Iraq. And he's with us today to talk about a book that he's written called Forged in Chaos, A Warrior's Origin Story. Tyler Gray, welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the program. I think what you're doing is fantastic. And what, I guess, made you focus on this, right? I mean, you're a man of many talents. You do a lot more than just write books. But what made you focus on PTSD and of all things, TBI, which is a huge problem in the military and but relatively a overlooked problem, I think, across the board?
The reason I wrote the book, or the reason I, you know, started working in this field, for lack of a better term, was really not intentional. It was going through my own experience and trying to figure out my own issues and come up with not just solutions, but also understand the fundamental why. Why was I doing what I was doing? And through that journey of a lot of self-reflection and, quite frankly, a lot more mistakes, I suddenly started to figure out answers. And once I got to the point where I felt I had pretty good answers, at that point, I knew that it was absolutely the only thing I needed to do next was share what has worked for me with others to try and help others. So I didn't start initially on writing a book. I started trying to help myself, and then I had to put it out there once I felt I had information that could help.
Well, tell us a little bit about your story, because I think it's an interesting one, and we have about a minute, so I don't want you to rush it, but I'm going to kind of set this up to say you're somebody that served. You're somebody that understands this stuff kind of firsthand. You are an advocate for advancing the cause to help it. You're an actor. There's so much going on, and I want to talk specifically about your journey, and I also want to talk about the book. And how that could impact other people. So I guess let's start with something simple. This way we can get it in before the commercial break and get into the rest of the story. Why did you pick the title for the book that you picked?
The title for the book was chosen. There were several. But ultimately, we landed on that. What I'm saying in the book is, you know, many things. But at its core, I'm seeing, you know, all the work I did on myself and doing work with hundreds and probably actually thousands of other veterans. I started to see the same pattern over and over and over again, and in showing itself in different ways. But when you broke it down, it was fundamentally the same thing. And that was a pattern of childhood trauma. Or basically growing up in a chaotic environment.
And right, and I'm just going to pause you right there because this is really important stuff. Folks, we're going to come right back with actor and veteran and advocate Tyler Gray. We're going to talk about traumatic brain injury and his service to veterans as well as to this country on this D-Day anniversary. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Yeah.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Financial Group.
God bless you, because literally I think you represent, you know, the new voice of America. What you say is what people are listening to.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
They battled not for control and domination, but for liberty, democracy, and self-rule. They pressed on for love and home and country, the main streets, the schoolyards, the churches, and neighbors, the families and communities that gave us men such as these. They were sustained by the confidence that America can do anything, because we are a noble nation with a virtuous people praying to a righteous God.
That we are, and that is what these men were. And still are, right? Everybody's out there doing their service for whatever reason, faith, family, country, and it is a virtuous thing. But like I mentioned before, people do this and it comes at a price. And I want to continue our conversation with someone you might be familiar with. He was just with us in the last segment, but if you're just tuning in, it is the anniversary of D-Day. I am Rich Valdez. Welcome. And we're on with the actor from the CBS series SEAL Team, and Tyler Gray is a former Delta Force operator, and so he's a veteran. He's a big advocate for these things because he actually lived them before portraying them on screen, and he's with us now. Tyler Gray, welcome back, sir. And
yep, thanks, Robert.
You bet, my pleasure. And of course, thank you for your service. And I wanted to pick up where you left off, and that was, you were telling us about why you wrote the book, and you were about to make a really a robust point about the importance of it. So go right ahead.
Yeah, so the template I saw among so many veterans as well as first responders, I started seeing the same exact pattern over and over again, which was a chaotic childhood. And that chaotic childhood leads to several things that I go into in detail in the book. But that chaotic childhood, it forges you, and with the warrior mentality, when that childhood happens, it turns you into a person who is able to operate in a chaotic environment because chaos is your homeostasis.
Mm.
And so if you think about that job, let's look at Normandy as a great example. That's not a normal thing to run out of a Higgins boat and charge the beach of Normandy. That's not a normal thing.
Right.
And so it takes a person who is unusual in the sense that when the environment is calm, or excuse me, when the environment is chaotic, they somehow have this level of calm in their mind. And that is a prerequisite, in a way, to do that job because that's what it requires. And so the template I'm seeing is great. That chaotic childhood is great for creating warriors and EMS, fire, law enforcement. The problem is that those same things that make you, you know, a superhero able to do those jobs leads to you sometimes being a supervillain in your own life.
Wow. That's a really, really interesting way of looking at it that I'd never really thought of before. But it's a double-edged sword, right? It helps you with one thing, and it gets you on the other side.
It really is. And if you think about it, another way to say it would be, you were speaking earlier or listening to the D-Day stuff about sacrifice.
Yeah.
And that level of sacrifice, that job fundamentally, again, charging the beach of Normandy, that is fundamentally self-destructive.
Right.
And we call it self-sacrifice. And that's great. But what happens is, if that's your default mode, what happens is when you're not in that environment, when you're in the civilian world, when you get out of the military, if you survive combat, now you are self-destructive in the civilian world. And that leads to all kinds of obviously negative side effects. And, you know, we look at that and go, oh, that's PTSD or TBI. And what it really is, it's more complicated than that. It's a basis of self-destruction that was required to do the job in the first place.
How do we help remedy or heal some of this basis for self-destruction, this chaotic childhood?
There's several different ways. The first mistake that I believe that is currently being made is that PTSD is not a mental issue. It is a physical one. It is a nervous system dysregulation. Yeah. And you cannot fix a physical thing with just talk therapy or mental, health services alone. You have to do a physical fix in addition to mental things. The brain resides in the body, and so you can't treat it as separate. And that's a fundamental lesson.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, I actually, separate topic but related. A while back, I interviewed a doctor who was talking about PTSD, and he said the same exact thing. PTSD is not a mental thing. He said it can manifest in mental ways, but it's a realistic thing, just like you said, it's in the nervous system. And the conversation, in part, was around these shots that you could give somebody that would literally affect their sympathetic nervous system to help kind of reset the system or, you know, ease some of the parts that were, you know, kind of ingrained with this trauma.
Yep.
To kind of release
yep.
some of it. And I thought that was yep. fascinating because, you know, it's kind of like when you're hitting that invisible brake in the car because somebody's driving too fast because that's an accident you had, you know, many years ago as a teenager or whatever. And I thought, man, that's interesting. If that'll happen to somebody who's been in a car accident who freaks out, just imagine when you're in combat.
Absolutely. And the one thing, you know, that people need to understand from that part is that it is not a forever diagnosis. PTSD
right.
is not a forever diagnosis. Even TBI isn't really a forever diagnosis because, again, it's an injury, traumatic brain injury, and an injury can be healed. And there are new treatments coming out every day that are showing scientific proof of the ability to heal. So I want to be very clear to anyone out there suffering, there are new ways, and you need a physical fix in addition to, obviously, different mental health initiatives. But the other part that comes, and this is the important part I see in the book, which is when you have a chaotic childhood for various reasons, and I don't use the word traumatic, I use the word chaotic, because traumatic is relative, but chaotic, it leads to a fundamental lack of self-worth. Because a child knows that that's not a good environment, and a child thinks they're responsible because they're egocentric, and so they develop this lack of self-worth. What that leads to, first of all, self-destruction is a side effect of a person who has worth issues. And think of the suicide epidemic. There's no way that a person is taking their own life without having a fundamental lack of self-worth.
Right.
And I believe that is one of the... Absolutely, and I think that is one of the most unspoken parts of veteran issues is this lack of self-worth that people aren't even aware of. It's in their subconscious, but they're not consciously aware. So the big part of me for the book was writing out that template that I see that you know, I myself was, you know, a definitive part of, seeing it in others and then laying it out. I don't want, you know, it's my story, but people, I want them to read it and not see me, but see themselves. And I put in there what worked for myself, and hopefully they can take that as a pattern and apply it to their own lives, and hopefully it'll work for them.
Amigos, we're on with Tyler Gray. You've seen him as an actor on the CBS show SEAL Team, and he is also the author of Forged in Chaos, A Warrior's Origin Story. It's a book that he's written. You should definitely get yourself a copy. Get one to give away as well. It's summertime. I think people tend to kick back and read a book. This is an interesting story and one that I think you'd want to share. Now, Tyler Gray, before you go, I really want to get a little bit of your story. You seem like you've been through this firsthand and you were able to come out on the other side rather positively. What and how did you do that?
Well, first of all, it took a long time, but the whole thing is, you know, there's a term, post-traumatic growth. And what's so important, if you think of your own life and anyone listening, you don't improve from comfort. Discomfort is growth, and discomfort is required to grow. And so the more adversity you experience, the more you grow from it. So I actually look at all the stuff I've been through, and it was actually what has propelled me to be the person I am today and to be able to do the things I do today. So we really need to start reframing trauma, adversity, chaos, and not see it as a negative, but see it as a catalyst for extreme growth. And if you listen to any success story, they'll always be the one that was picked on by bullies. They'll always, you know, it's a pattern you see over and over again. So for me, whether it was, you know, growing up in a chaotic environment, getting blown up, you know, in Baghdad, all of that stuff, yes, it led to a lot of problems and, but it ultimately led to me also figuring out deeper things about myself through those experiences, and then being able to write them all down and put them in a way, an organization that people can go through it themselves and hopefully extrapolate their own lessons from the experiences I have.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing this. I mean, this is a really interesting take that I, for one, have never looked at, how that chaotic childhood can be used as, like you said, a catalyst for creating a great warrior, but at the same time, how do we kind of unwind this warrior once we've wound him up? And really, really, really interesting, because I think it also applies across the board, maybe not just for warriors, but other people who've had chaotic childhoods.
I'm glad you said that, because the book, you know, if you read the book, ultimately it says in there that pattern is the same for anyone with that initial chaotic baseline, and it applies to everyone, not just veterans, not just first responders, anyone who's had a chaotic or traumatic childhood. And you're going to find yourself very similar, you know, to your own life doing some of the things I did. And the other clear thing I want to say is the wearing a uniform, the job does not make the warrior. A warrior is defined, at least I define a warrior, by a person that when pushed will push back. Whether it's life, whether it's whatever it is, they will push back, and that is, you know, has nothing to do with the job you had or wearing a uniform or not. And there are warriors all over this country that have never served. That doesn't make them any less warriors. And anyone who's fighting in their own life and has been fighting through difficult times, that's a warrior. And I make that very clear in the book.
Tyler Gray, I appreciate the conversation. I have to pause here, but I do have a follow-up question. I don't know if you're available to stick around for a few more minutes. Are you, or do you have to go?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely.
All right, so we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
The Hunt. The hottest months of the year are also the most dangerous, not just because of heat waves or storms, but because they stress the power grid to the limit. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Grid Doctor 3300 solar generator. It delivers 3,300 watts of power, enough to run fridges, freezers, power tools, and more, all without gas, noise, or fumes, using free energy from the sun. And for a limited time, when you order a Grid Doctor 3300, you'll get two.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson,
hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We're continuing our conversation with one of the actors on the CBS show SEAL Team, who's also a huge advocate for veterans' mental health issues, including PTSD and traumatic brain injury. And he's the author of the book Forged in Chaos, A Warrior's Origin Story. Tyler Gray is with us. And Tyler Gray, my question for you, my final question for you, is, you know, here you are, somebody that wrote this book about your origin story, your chaotic childhood, your journey, your getting blown up in Iraq, and taking it to Hollywood and becoming a successful actor as well as a successful advocate for veterans issues. I know you've written a whole book about what the secret is, but if you could, in, you know, one or two sentences, let us know, you know, what that journey was like.
It was frustrating in the sense that I had no template. I had no direction. I had no structure of what I was going through. And that's why I wrote the book, to try and give others a template of what it was for me, and hopefully that will help guide them through what they'll be going through.
Outstanding. Folks, make sure you check out the book, Forged in Chaos, A Warrior's Origin Story. The author is Tyler Gray. That's G-R-E-Y. And Tyler Gray, let everybody know how they can follow you online and how they can get a copy of the book.
Absolutely. Online, Instagram, Tyler A. Gray, Gray with an E, as you said. I just started an Instagram, or excuse me, a YouTube, Tyler A. Gray, as well as Facebook, Tyler A. Gray. And thanks so much for having me. The book is available for pre-order on Amazon. It drops July 15th.
Outstanding. Folks, let's get as many pre-orders as we can. Help out this patriot. Tyler Gray, I want to thank you for being here. You're a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You bet. All right, amigos, and to the phones we go. Let's go to Kim Cromwell, Connecticut, WGRC. Kim, go right ahead.
Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Do you think there's any possibility that this Musk-Trump thing could be a ruse?
Yes, I do. I think there's a lot of possibilities.
You do think that?
Yeah, I think there's videos online of Donald Trump smacking Vince McMahon, the president then of the World Wrestling Federation,
right,
in the face in a wrestling ring because he was a TV guy, right? And he's all about the storyline.
Right.
So I totally think that this could be a ruse. What do you think the bait is and what the end game is?
Well, I got that idea tonight on another podcast, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking it looks too scripted. You know, Musk is hired for 120 days, whatever, and then the last week, all of a sudden, they're having a fight. He had to have known that Trump wanted some cuts, and we want the efficiency and the fraud out and stuff, and there have to be some program cuts, but you're not going to balance it on the backs of people on Medicaid or food stamps. For him to think that if I do Trump a favor here, then he'll do quid pro quo to make sure that I benefit by keeping the green industry alive on my part with the EVs, when it was clear Trump wanted to dish all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to make an EV? Fine. Great technology, more power to them, but use the free market alone. Voters don't like the crony capitalism, particularly Democratic voters.
I agree with you. But, you know, here's the thing. I've seen Elon Musk. I don't know if that's the particular angle. I'm not saying there isn't an angle, but I don't think it's that angle. And mainly because I've seen Musk in interviews that he's done where they asked him, why did you pay back all the money that you got from the federal government in a loan to develop the Tesla? And he said, well, I was very grateful for the money they gave me. We made money. We had to pay it back. And so I think he's always had this kind of efficient government idea. So I don't think it's necessarily like he wants to be on the government dole for Tesla. I think he believes in the free market, and he's good at making money. So I think there likely might be a different angle, and I'm not sure quite what it is, but some think it might have to do with the Epstein files. I don't know. That was my initial thought when he made that statement. I said, oh, they must want the media, the left within the media, to almost beg to get those Epstein files so he could say, here you go. And that probably does make some sense. Kim in Cromwell, Connecticut, thank you for the call. WGRC in the building. Amigos, we come back with your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter trusted pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no-clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And let me tell you, what a story, right? This guy, Tyler Gray, he's a veteran. He gets into an explosion in Iraq as a Delta Force special operator. Comes back home. He's got a lot of issues. Works through them like a warrior. And then comes out on the other side helping others. And he gets a job in Hollywood playing a soldier on the SEAL Team show. I think it's just, it's very appropriate. And I'm happy to see that he's doing well. Very, very inspiring story. And I'm glad we were able to have that conversation on this D-Day. Anyway, there's plenty more to come. Sometimes the affiliates play some of these things different hours because of scheduling. But we've got some very interesting conversation coming up because there's a new book out about raising gender-confident kids. I want to talk about that with the doctor that wrote the book, as well as the rest of this Elon Musk stuff. Is Elon Musk just trying to save his business so that he has some distance from Trump? Well, we're going to find out about that. We're also going to find out about what the one of the stars of that TV show Hoarders has to say and how he helps people. Folks, keep it locked right here, but if you're out of here, hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. In Ukraine, at least three people are dead after Russia launched 452 drones and 45 cruise missiles, which hit the capital, Kyiv, in the last escalation of fighting. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says there's no debate which side America should be on.
Look, I was a federal prosecutor many years. I always side with the victim. And it's very clear here who the victim is. Ukraine. They were the ones invaded. They're the ones who have had children's schools being bombed, churches being bombed, not military targets, as you pointed out. And they're not the aggressor here. Mr. Putin is. And we shouldn't reward him with bad behavior. That's something as a father, Tony, I've learned over the years is you reward bad behavior will continue.
Congressman McCaul's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview can be heard starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. It's the 81st anniversary of The Longest Day.
It was this day in 1944, a turning point in the Second World War. Nearly 160,000 Allied troops landed in Normandy, France, on D-Day. They launched Operation Overlord to liberate German-occupied Western Europe. More than 4,400 Allied troops were killed on D-Day, and that includes 2,501 Americans.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Gilmar Abrego-Garcia has been charged by the Trump administration with transporting people who were in the country illegally. The federal charges unsealed earlier today stem from a traffic stop in 2022. Those charges allege that Abrego-Garcia conspired to bring undocumented immigrants into the country from Guatemala, El Salvador, and other countries. The indictment also states that Abrego-Garcia was an MS-13 gang member. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says, we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
It's a first-of-a-kind experiment with positive results. Here's John Scott.
The experiment shows a 3-year exercise program improves survival in colon cancer patients. The findings were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Experts say cancer centers and insurance plans should consider making exercise coaching a new standard of care. Researchers followed 800 patients with treatable colon cancer who had completed chemotherapy. Half were given health information while the others worked with an exercise coach. Over time, the people in the structured exercise program had 28% fewer cancers and 37% fewer deaths from any cause. John Scott reporting.
Stocks rose on Wall Street following a better-than-expected report on the job market. The S&P 500 climbed 1% earlier today, marking its second weekly gain in a row. The Dow adding 1%, and the NASDAQ composite rose 1.2%. Employers slowing their hiring last month, but still added 139,000 jobs nonetheless. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to pause a court order to reinstate Education Department employees.
Those employees who were fired in mass layoffs as part of President Trump's plan to dismantle the agency. The Justice Department's emergency appeal to the High Court said U.S. District Judge Myung Jeon in Boston exceeded his authority last month when he issued a preliminary injunction reversing the layoffs of nearly 1,400 people and putting the broader plan on hold. Jeon's order has effectively stalled the effort to wind down the department. John Scott reporting.
President Trump has signed three executive orders dealing with drone regulations and encouraging the development of flying cars and supersonic flights. The orders will help to clear the way for companies to use drones beyond operations lines of sight, which also imposes restrictions to help protect against terrorism and public safety threats. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We are live, we are national, and our phone number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And plenty to talk about tonight, of course, the ongoing feud between El Trompito Donaldus Magnus, the 45th and 47th president of these United States, and the richest man in the world, Elon Musk. That continues. We'll weigh in on that in a little bit. There's also some news from the Supreme Court. The court has cleared the way for the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, to access Social Security data without having to provide any additional paperwork or permitting. So good for them to be able to do what they've got to do. And the big story. The big story, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. He was deported because he was a suspected human trafficker. The left went wild saying, bring him home, bring him home, bring him home. He didn't get due process. So guess what? The Department of Justice, the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, she's about to give him all the due process he needs because he's been charged with human trafficking. Check this out.
Abrego Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice. On May 21st, a grand jury in the Middle District of Tennessee returned a sealed indictment charging Abrego Garcia with alien smuggling and conspiracy to commit alien smuggling in violation of Title 8 U.S.C. 1324. We want to thank President Bukele for agreeing to return Abrego Garcia to the United States. Our government presented El Salvador with an arrest warrant, and they agreed to return him to our country. We're grateful to President Bukele for agreeing to return him to our country to face these very serious charges. This is what American justice looks like. Upon completion of his sentence, we anticipate he will be returned to his home country of El Salvador. The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring. They found this was his full-time job, not a contractor. He was a smuggler of humans and children and women. He made over 100 trips, the grand jury found, smuggling people throughout our country, MS-13 members, violent gang, terrorist organization members throughout our country. Thousands of illegal aliens were smuggled.
Thousands were smuggled. Unbelievable, right? It's almost like this guy might have had a better deal had he stayed in El Salvador. He was already home. He was going to face whatever time he had to face in El Salvador. And that was that. Now, he's going to go to jail here, likely, right? Because they're not going to bring a case that they can't close, right? That's not how the United States attorneys work. Especially if Pam Bondi's up there, the Attorney General of the United States, bringing these charges. You know, it's not like she's Merrick Garland about to raid Mar-a-Lago. She's not going to bring a case that's going to be so high profile in the media after the media was begging, bring him back. And Senator Van Hollen, bring him back. You got to bring him. They all begged to bring him back. Now he's back. Now he's probably going to do double the time. He's going to get convicted. I'm pretty confident of that. The government doesn't typically lose cases like that. He's going to get indicted. He's been indicted. He's going to get convicted, I would suspect. He's going to do his time. And like she said, upon completion of his time here in the United States, he'll be returned to El Salvador, who's, guess what, is going to say, hey, you're still in the middle of your sentence from when we sent you back. And he's going to go to jail again. Isn't that something? Quite remarkable. Kudos to our friends on the left. Couldn't leave good enough alone. We just wanted him out of the country. Now he gets to stay here. And maybe they'll think twice before him. Maybe he'll think twice, right? If you're MS-13, if you're, a darling of the left, a darling of the Democrats, you might want to distance yourself. They come saying, hey, we want to help you. We want to see you. Let's drink margaritas. Run away. Run away. You're going to get twice the amount of time. Unbelievable. But very believable at the same time. Anyway, we are going to get to some of your calls tonight. Again, open phones across America, 833-482-5337. I also wanted to talk about this one, because I thought that was very, 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 very funny. Funny, not funny, right? But funny nonetheless. And it was just quite the story. You know, they could have just left it alone. Honestly, they could have left it alone. Anyway. I'm not going to beat a dead horse there. One of the Proud Boys leaders is suing the Department of Justice for the charges that they were presented with over January 6 prosecutions. This is an interesting one. This one's in the Hill. 5 leaders of the Proud Boys that were convicted for allegedly spearheading the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol are now suing the Department of Justice in the lawsuit filed in federal court in Florida. They're seeking $100 million in restitution, and this comes after President Trump pardoned nearly all of the January 6th defendants on his first day back in the White House. 5 of the Proud Boys, including their leader Enrique Tarrio, Ethan Nordine, Zachary Rell, Joe Biggs, and Dominic Pozzola, stood trial together back in 2023, accused of plotting to stop the certification of the 2020 presidential election, so Trump could stay in power, is what they alleged. And 4 of these men were found guilty of seditious conspiracy. Pozzola was acquitted of that charge, but convicted of other serious felonies. Now they claim the political prosecution that they were persecuted with violated their rights. And now they have a case where they're alleging egregious and systemic abuses of the legal system and the United States Constitution to punish and oppress political allies of President Trump. That's coming right out of the 28-page complaint. And doing it by any and all means necessary, legal or illegal. Now, this might read like science fiction to some people, or like political fiction, if we hadn't seen it already happen with President Trump. Right? President Trump was, they lied to the FISA court with a file, with a dossier that they paid to create through a law firm, through campaign funds from Hillary Clinton. Right? That's basically what it came down to. And in doing so, we're able to spy on candidate Trump and then President Trump. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Literally, there's a bunch of books on this, the scandal known as Russiagate. So that's, you know, that really happened to a presidential candidate and a sitting president of these United States. So when these guys are alleging lawfare, abuses of power, and the weaponization of the legal system, I mean, listen, you got to give them the time of day. You got to listen to the complaint and say, what's up with that? Right? I mean, you have to. Because, man, it would be hard to believe otherwise. At least that's what I think. You know, I mean, maybe a couple of years back, I'd be like, nah, it's not real. But, you know, pre-Trump. But post-Trump? Nah. I believe any of this stuff.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
No kid should be going through that, right? Really. I mean, even in the other way, right? Even the other way around. If it's the boys' room and some girl just came in and was like, I want to use the bathroom. You know, I mean, if you want to be a gentleman and say, hey, is yours broken? Sure, go ahead, use mine. I'll step out. That's one thing. But kind of demanding it or having the faculty tell you that you've got to do X, Y, and Z, I think that's wrong to make kids feel uncomfortable that way. But in that particular way, in a bathroom, I don't think if they're bothered about certain classroom content, if it's sexual in nature, then, you know, maybe they should get an opt-out. If it's just societal or cultural in nature, like they don't like a certain piece of our history, they don't like America, yeah, they're entitled to feel bothered, and I don't want them to feel bothered about that either, but education in most states is compulsory, so you've kind of got to do it. Well, anyway, I'll keep you up to speed on what's going on here with this lawsuit with the girls' softball team. But ultimately, and this is, again, the Champlain Park High School team in Minnesota at their softball championship. That's what I'm talking about. But ultimately, I think the bigger question is, how do we prevent this from happening in the future? You can't necessarily legislate, and maybe you can, but I don't think you can legislate morality. You can legislate other things. And I think they've tried to do that by way of executive order and some states adopting these laws. And it's crazy that we even have to do it. But I think we also need to educate the parents. And there's a couple of folks out there that have done just that, and they've written a book about it. And I want to get to the bottom of that when we return. So keep it locked right here. We're coming right back with Dr. Kathy Koch, who is the president of Celebrate Kids. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captate Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can, with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
98% of all businesses in America have less than 100 employees. So anything that helps credit become more available
for
small businesses, entrepreneurs, startups is a good thing.
The big, beautiful bill, what in there is the thing you'd like to highlight that would help small business?
That's a very specific question. It's like asking, if you were in a concentration camp, what would you like?
So if your heart breaks when you see kids question who God made them to be, you're not alone. And you are not powerless.
The questions are real and important. But helping kids see how their gender is a blessing in today's culture can feel like an impossible task.
So in our new book, Raising Gender Confident Kids, my co-author, Dr. Kathy Cook, and I offer a path forward that's full of clarity, compassion, and conviction.
Grounded in biblical truth and years of experience helping the rising generation, this book equips you to raise children who are confident in who they are, male or female, by design.
We try to use relatable stories.
They are putting together this book because they believe that boys are boys and girls are girls. And I got to tell you, despite being accused of being Archie Bunker, I think they're right. Dr. Kathy Cook is the founder and president of Celebrate Kids. The book is Raising Gender Confident Kids by Dr. Jeff Myers and Dr. Kathy Cook. And Dr. Kathy Cook is with us now. Doc, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
Yeah, likewise. So let's talk about the purpose behind the book, why you decided to write it.
We really want to help parents stand up to the ridiculousness of it all. We want to give parents the information that they need so that they can guide their children toward wisdom, you know, the things to say yes to and the things to say no to. And, of course, we would believe that, you know, changing your gender is not a wise decision. So we give them the ammunition to understand it. We help them understand why the lies are the lies. And, of course, where to turn in Scripture for the truth. So we wanted to, you know, help parents do their job. I mean, these are challenging days, as you've already alluded to.
Outstanding. I think that's very important. And when people want to, you know, get a copy of the book, where do they go to get a copy of the book?
You can go to genderconfidentkids.com. The book will not be out until July 29th, but you can pre-order it, and that's going to be a real blessing. So genderconfidentkids.com, easy to remember.
Outstanding. Well, Dr. Kathy Cook, I appreciate you being here. Check out the book. It sounds like something that a lot of people could truly benefit from if their kids are in public school. And, folks, when we return, we're going to continue with your calls, your thoughts, and reactions on this and everything else that's going on in America at night. Plus, I want to remind you, if we ever miss any portion of the program, you liked an interview and you weren't able to get the full interview, make sure you just go to the website. They're all available there. RichValdez.com. RichValdez.com. Of course, that is Valdez with an S. And we also have to take a moment to remember that this is the 81st anniversary of D-Day. And this obviously is something that we're going to be getting into on open phones across America as well. So I welcome all of your thoughts and your calls and reactions on that. The music means we got to take a pause right here, but we will come back with your calls and more open phones across America with me, Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest.
ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
If you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential, Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Sponsored by Post One Financial Group.
God bless you, because literally I think you represent, you know, the new voice of America. What you say is what people are listening to.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company all night long. And, well, not really all night, right, for another 90 minutes or so. And I want to get into, you know, some of the news of the day. We have a bunch of things to talk about, but we have several people that are online that want to weigh in on their thoughts on what's going on tonight. So we're going to go over to William. He's in Moorhead City, North Carolina, WRNN in the building. William, go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. Listen, just a suggestion.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Just a suggestion. Let's make America first again. And only then can we make America. Yeah, then we can make America great again, and we can help the world. But you have to understand, from beyond, and I can still remember, we've been helping out the rest of the world since the Great War. And we have done that on the backs of the American taxpayers. And right now, we're not in the best of situation, but we're trying to get there. And if we can make America first again, we can make America great again. And then and only then, I believe.
Right. No, I hear what you're saying. We got to put America first. And once we put ourselves in the driver's seat and we're back doing what we're doing, looking out for ourselves, taking care of our own, taking care of our family, then we can start restoring things to the greatness that we once had. And of course, the left will say, when was America ever great? And guys like Andrew Cuomo, who's running for mayor of the city of New York, guys like him are going to say, oh, you know what? It was never really that great to begin with. And many others in the Democrat Party have said the same thing. William, you bring up a solid point. You have to take care of number one at times. I get that, and I think President Trump gets that, and this has been the basis of his campaign. I've made this point in the past, but you brought it up, and I think it's worthy of repeating. I remember about, I'm going to say 11, 12 years ago, there was like back when people used email a lot, AOL, Yahoo, that type of thing. I remember I would get forwarded emails of like rants, like a letter, an open letter to all Americans. I'm pretty sure you've seen this. You know, back in 2012, 2011, 2013, 14. And it would say something like, I'm supporting the candidate this year that's going to reduce taxes, reduce federal spending, cut the pork barrel spending in our budget, and put, end aid to foreign countries, but increase aid for veterans so that we don't have to see homeless veterans. And it would, it was this kind of laundry list of things that made sense to the common man, but would never make sense in Washington. And if you were exposed to Washington for any amount of time, then you already would have had an objection to some of these things. Like, well, you can't do that. Here's why you can't do that. And let me tell you something. Nothing burns my britches. Can I use that term? It's like an old British term. But nothing really, in Spanish we say, me enfogona. Nothing me enfogona más than that. Than people who look for reasons to say no. Here's why we can't. That won't work because this is not the way that you win in life. And maybe some people, that is how they win. But in reality, I think we really need to think out of the box of how we can get things done. How do we work together to get to a yes? Right, like the Dale Carnegie book, Getting to Yes. I think he wrote that book. It's so important to try to get to a win. And lamentably, there's some people in our government and other places that are addicted to no. All they want to do is say no because they're comfortable. They're comfortable and they're afraid of working outside of the established system because of many reasons. Afraid of the risk, afraid of potential success, afraid of potential failure. Thinking, if I go outside the box, if I do this, I'm CYA, I'm covered, we're good, I know I'll be all right. Right? But in many ways, that's a selfish approach. Imagine being president of the United States and you are like, look, I know that if I don't do anything, like the Joe Biden approach, right? Let's not do any interviews. Let me run the campaign from the basement. If you're Kamala, let me not do any interviews. Let me only do one debate, right? Do the absolute minimum. Keep the status quo. Know that there's problems that exist, but just say, it's kind of how it is. We just do it that way. And not bother to be a visionary. Not bother to try and fix things. Sure, you might get by, but you're not really making an impact. You're just getting by. And ultimately, who are you serving that way? Are you serving the people? Are you serving the people under you that are in your command? If you're a manager, if you're the president, if you're a military leader, are you really doing much other than serving yourself? Because that's what it seems like to me. So I always find it refreshing when President Trump takes on these things and says, we're gonna make America great again. I'm glad he is. I really am. Because it takes courage and vision to do something like that. It takes courage and vision to try and change things. Now listen, I understand that there are certain things that would be a bad idea when you make such a drastic change. I get that. And I've been in situations like that where I've been faced with this, even like programming changes on radio, where I think, even bumper music. You want to pick bumper music, you go for a particular feel, a particular vibe, like on this program. The goal here was this is an old school talk radio program that has maintained a similar format for many years. Interview and open phone call-ins. Who am I to come and say, I don't want to do it that way, I want to do it this way? I could have, but that wouldn't have made sense. And anybody who's listened to me for a long time knows I have some hip-hop tracks. My music coming into my show before I was syndicated, it wasn't these brass wind instruments that you hear here, which are fantastic, by the way. I love the intro on our program here. But it was It was a more modern sound. Childish Gambino and Fat Joe, a hip-hop vibe. And we still use that on the podcast. This is America. But the point I'm making is, I don't know if that was the right vibe for late-night radio, coming into a program that would succeed legends like Larry King and Jim Bohannon. So we opted for the music that you hear now and that you'll hear, you know, at the top of the hour if you're in some of the markets that carry the third hour of this program. And that's fantastic. I love it. I love the old school talk radio vibe that we've created. I'm just using that as an example. I'm not trying to, you know, break my arm while I pat myself on the back, because honestly there was a lot of people involved in that. A lot of people. Kevin Delaney was involved in that. Alex Hinton was involved in that. Tom DeLack was involved in that. Of course, the guy who put it all together, Chris Libertini, who used to do the imaging on the Howard Stern Show. So a number of people. And I think these were all good decisions. So anyway, point I'm making is sometimes you have to be courageous the other way and say, no, you know what, we're going to respect the vibe. We're going to respect the tradition, and we're going to stick with that. And keep the old school roots and the old school vibe, and keep some of that tradition that's already here, because don't fix it if it ain't broke. I'll be right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable, no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Thank you.
after the guest leaves every night and we're doing open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America, and you sit there in this radio studio, and suddenly you hear voices, Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami, and there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
81 years ago, Hitler thought his Atlantic wall was impenetrable. Many agreed. He clearly had not met enough Americans. A more daring assault had never been planned. The task was daunting, a frontal assault across the channel on beaches and cliffs strewn with obstacles and defended by heavily fortified bunkers. Our only advantage was that the enemy underestimated the strength of the Allied war cause. The invasion would include brave troops from...
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Peoples of Europe and security for ourselves in a free world, your task will not be an easy one. He ends by writing, and let us all beseech the blessings of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. Now that's a mission statement if I've ever heard one.
That is a heck of a speech given by Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth today at the Normandy American Cemetery in France. And truer words, right? Truer words haven't been spoken in a long time. I'm happy to hear that. I love to give honor and homage to those who have gone before us and those who served and didn't come home. So again, kudos to them as we honor their legacy and remember D-Day, 81st anniversary of D-Day. And I want to go to the phones. We've got calls from Ohio, California, Idaho, Virginia, and more coming in that are flashing. The number again is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Open phones across America is a tradition here. Open Phone America started around the time I was born. Right, about 46, 47 years ago, and it's a tradition that was maintained and carried on by the late, great Jim Bohannon, started by Larry King, and now you, the American people, get to join me on this venture. So I want to start with my man Paul. Paul is streaming the show, patiently waiting in Boise, Idaho. Paul, go ahead, my man.
Thanks for taking my call, Rich.
Yes, sir.
God bless those very brave men who go up those cliffs right into a pillbox full of machine guns aimed right at them. I think one of the saddest things I saw about those poor brave men, the ones that were in the surf going back and forth as the waves came in, and I just brought me to tears seeing that again, the bravery that they showed. 81st anniversary of that. Something to do with the bill that Trump's trying to get passed through, and is one section that I heard was Broken Windows 2.0. I think it's high time that they get the help that they need to be able to not necessarily control it, but keep it down.
You're talking about law enforcement.
Exactly. Broken Windows 2.0.
Sure. Yeah, let me tell you, just to chime in, the broken window theory is not letting even a broken window from kids playing ball outside, you know, go unchecked. And this was a strategy used by the commissioner of police, NYPD, back in the days. And it's how Rudy Giuliani cleaned up New York City, putting four or five cops on every corner. Presence was felt and seen, and people felt safe. And it was a great thing. It's since dissipated, and New York is no longer a very safe-feeling place. But when it was in effect, it really, really did work. So, yeah, very good point, Paul. And, of course, thank you for shouting out the brave men and women that put their lives on the line in Normandy. And, Paul, thank you for your call. I want to switch gears here to get to Trump and Musk. What is the story? What is going on? Is it hype? Is it a strategy for Musk to be able to walk away and say, I'm not really his friend anymore. Keep buying my cars. Is it a real beef because they didn't take his NASA guy, his recommendation for NASA administrator? Who is it? Why is it? I want to get your thoughts and calls. We've got folks from California, Ohio, and Virginia on the line. I'm going to get to you momentarily. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
The hottest months of the year are also the most dangerous, not just because of heat waves or storms, but because they stress the power grid to the limit. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Grid Doctor 3300 solar generator. It delivers 3300 watts of power, enough to run fridges, freezers, power tools, and more, all without gas, noise, or fumes, using free energy from the sun. And for a limited time, when you order a Grid Doctor 3300, you'll get two free 200-watt waterproof solar panels, a bonus worth $894. To claim your free panels before this offer ends, shop MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. Whether it's summer blackouts, hurricanes, or just peace of mind in uncertain times, the Grid Doctor solar generator has your back. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/radio, MyPatriotSupply.com/radio, and secure your Grid Doctor 3300 with two free solar panels today.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
The man who helped shape U.S. monetary policy just released a bombshell book called Our Dollar, Your Problem. In it, former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff warns the U.S. dollar's dominance is under attack, and if it falls, your savings could be the first to go. That's why Advantage Gold is giving away a free copy of Rogoff's book to anyone who schedules a one-on-one precious metals appointment. You'll discover why gold is becoming the number one hedge against a global currency shift, how to move your IRA or 401k into physical gold, tax and penalty free, and how to get up to $10,000 in free gold and silver with a qualified account. Get your free copy today while supplies last. No precious metals purchase necessary. Call 800-324-9902 now. That's 800-324-9902. Don't wait. Supplies are limited. Call 800-324-9902 or go to AdvantageGold.com. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
This is America. This is Night. This is Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back to the phones. We continue the conversation. What is the deal with this feud between El Trompito Donaldus Magnus, the 45th and 47th president of these United States, and Elon Musk, who appears to have turned states. Now, of the two men, I've had the opportunity to interview President Trump. I've not had the opportunity to interview Elon Musk, and I don't know if he wants to come on this show, but I'd love to hear his side of things, why he decided to throw these bombs. Is it disloyalty? Is it a show? Is it intentional? And I mean intentional like, you know, a ruse, a smoke bomb. Look at this while I do that. I'm curious, and I want to know your thoughts, America. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to Debbie, Canton, Ohio, WNIR. Debbie, go ahead.
Hey, Rich, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes,
my question is, who's trolling who? Who's trolling who? I'm sick and tired of this stuff. This should not be even discussed right now. We got two people, richest people, most important people in the world, talking to each other like they're, like I said, it's like third grade people in the playground. It's ridiculous. I'm much more educated than that. I want more from my people, more from my educated from people in my government. I'm disgusted. I'm embarrassed. Okay? I'm just saying that. I'm embarrassed for the whole world. I'm embarrassed for my state and embarrassed for everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, listen, I get it, and I think you're entitled to feel that way. But I have to say on this one, it, you know, the person throwing the first stone here was Elon Musk, right? It was Elon Musk who was upset by whatever he was upset by and decided to come after the president. And I thought the president was pretty gracious saying, you know, if Elon Musk wanted to turn on me, I wish he would have done it a couple of months ago. I don't think that was an embarrassing thing to say, or an immature thing to say. I thought that was fair. He also made the comment that maybe he's mad at me because we decided to end the subsidies on electric cars. That's a potential detriment to his money-making ability with Tesla. I think that was also a fair, mature comment. I think he also, you know, I haven't really seen them engaging in too much tit-for-tat that was immature. I think Musk is probably throwing the low blows here, and I have to say kudos to President Trump for keeping his cool. I don't know that I would keep my cool. You know me. People get under my collar over here, and I tell them that their panties are in a bunch and start calling them names in Spanish. So, you know, I'm probably not the right person. But you do raise the point that we should rise above that, and I agree with that point. I do agree with the point. We should rise above that. We shouldn't have this. We should get along. So thank you, Debbie. I appreciate it. Shout out to everybody in Canton, Ohio, by the way. And oh, man, I want to continue. Well, we will. We will continue with the open phones across America. But with a minute to go, let me see if we have enough time. Yeah. I don't know if that's enough time, because a minute in this part of the show is really more like 30 seconds, because then the music kicks in and it's kind of hard to hear the point that you're making. So if I say, if you're on hold, California, Minnesota, Virginia, stick with me. We're going to get to you straight ahead. We're going to do more calls. We're also going to find out about how you help someone that's a hoarder, right? You may know somebody that doesn't throw anything away and has piles of papers and piles of clothes and piles of everything all over the place. What do you do? What is the plan of attack on helping someone like that, or the course of action, I should say? Well, we're going to do that. We're scheduled to talk with one of the stars of the TV show on A&E, Hoarders, who's going to join us. He's a life coach as well that teaches people how to get past this. Keep it locked right here, folks. Rich Valdez coming back. Don't go anywhere.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Kilmar Obrego-Garcia has been returned to the U.S.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Obrego-Garcia is facing human trafficking charges from a 2022 vehicle stop.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Obrego-Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring.
That vehicle stop 3 years ago was in Tennessee. The report says he was bringing in people to Maryland to perform construction work. He was never charged with a crime. Obrego-Garcia's attorneys say the government is hiding behind the misconduct of mistakenly deporting him. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer isn't concerned about the GOP mega bill's fate in the Senate, despite a raft of current policy disputes in need of speedy resolution. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Emmer said in an interview Thursday he's not paying attention to the comments from former Doge chief Elon Musk or others trying to derail the success of the big, beautiful bill. Emmer told reporters, quote, "What I'm thinking about is this. The bill has the largest reduction in spending and preventing the largest tax increase in history. It seals the southern border. It pays for defense. I mean, it's every one of President Trump's priorities. And, you know, I think there was some suggestion earlier this week that it was like pork-filled whatever. It's not a spending bill." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A former police chief and convicted killer known as the Devil in the Ozarks has been captured after he escaped from prison, triggering a massive, nearly 2 weeks long manhunt in the mountains of northern Arkansas. Grant Hardin was serving lengthy sentences for murder and rape. He previously served as police chief in the small town of Gateway. Stocks rose on Wall Street following a better-than-expected report of the job market. The S&P 500 climbing 1% Friday, marking its second only week in a row in the gains. The Dow averaged 1% addition, and you'll find more at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
U.S. employers slowed hiring last month, but still added a solid 139,000 jobs. The Labor Department said the unemployment rate stayed at 4.2%. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
But Sarah House, senior economist with Wells Fargo, says you have to look beneath the surface. She says hiring is still slowing, and there's a narrowness of industries adding most of the jobs.
You saw 139,000 jobs added, but almost half of those came from healthcare. You saw about 50,000 come from leisure and hospitality. And you did see, I think, some weakness in some of the more cyclically sensitive parts of the report. So manufacturing employment was down by 8,000.
On the positive side, says House, there's an increase in average hourly earnings. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to pause a court order to reinstate employees who were fired in mass layoffs. More at townhall.com. A team of scientists is driving into severe storms to study hail.
It's one of the nation's costliest but least appreciated weather dangers. Hail is rarely deadly, but it causes about $10 billion in damage each year. To understand the weather phenomenon better, scientists from several universities are observing storms from the inside and seeing how the hail forms. The study is called Project Ice Chip. It has already collected and dissected hail the size of small cantaloupes. John Scott reporting.
More news, of course, as we talk about the stock market. The rising on Wall Street, better than expected job market, of course, contributing. The S&P 500 climbing 1%, as we mentioned. The Dow also 1% in its addition, and the NASDAQ composite rose 1.2%. Employers slowed their hiring last month, as we mentioned, but still added a solid 139,000 jobs. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to another hour of our program, a brand new hour, by the way. 7 minutes past the top of the hour. It's Friday night. We're live. We're national. Here's the phone number, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. And I want to get into a few things, but of course, first, I want to pay homage to those who gave their lives, the ultimate sacrifice at Normandy, France on D-Day, 81 years ago today. We salute them, and of course we salute all the men and women in uniform. And I also want to talk a little bit about Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Of course, Kilmar Abrego Garcia was deported from, exported? We imported. We have imported Kilmar Abrego Garcia for, for what his latest, right, is he was doing time because he was an illegal alien. He got caught here. Asylum wasn't approved, whatever. They reversed the thing that the temporary protected status he had. And he was deported for that. Serving time on some separate stuff in El Salvador. And that was now interrupted so we could import him from El Salvador. And I guess with no tariff, because we got him pretty cheap. And guess what? Now he's being charged with human trafficking. I have a clip of Attorney General Pam Bondi. I'm not going to play all of it, but listen to number 13 just to get the flavor. Check this out.
Abrego Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice. On May 21st, a grand jury in the Middle District of Tennessee returned a sealed indictment charging Abrego Garcia with alien smuggling and conspiracy to commit alien smuggling in violation of Title 8 U.S.C. 1324. We want to thank President Bukele for agreeing to return Abrego Garcia to the United States.
Yep, and I want to thank him, too, because he's playing ball. He's being, you know, a good neighbor, if you will, in Central America. But more interesting here, I think, is the political calculation. I mentioned this in the previous hour. What a dumb move. What a dumb move by Democrats. They literally got this guy in trouble. They're begging to bring this guy back, only allowed for the case to be further investigated, and now federal charges for human smuggling. Right? Smuggling illegal aliens and conspiracy to commit alien smuggling, which violates Title 8 of United States Code 1324. So just think, this guy could have done his time in El Salvador and then moved on. But nope. Now he has to do his time in the United States, and I'm pretty sure they're going to get a conviction. Why would they bring the case if they weren't? And once he's done paying his debt to society in the United States, he'll be deported back to El Salvador, where likely he will finish whatever sentence he has in El Salvador, in effect going to jail twice. What a dumb move. But this is what happens when you're the Democrats, and this is what the Democrats do. And they're used to playing with people that are not, you know, that are not willing to think outside the box. They're used to playing with people that are status quo. Well, we've never done it like that before. Well, I'm not comfortable with doing it that way. Well, we've grow a set and get it done. And that's what Trump does. That's what the administration is doing. And that's why this guy's now going to jail twice. Now, Jamie Raskin, he is the congressman, of course, that was at a hearing today, a shadow hearing, saying even Nazis in the U.S. got due process, of course, alluding to Kilmer Abrego Garcia, getting a whole lot of due process as he's being charged with federal crimes now of human trafficking. Listen to this.
Basically, what we've got is a situation where we have an established asylum process that people are going through, and then the Trump administration is just ravaging the process by saying, we're going to pull people out of that, we're going to charge them under the Alien Enemies Act, which requires there to be a war, but there's no war. But even under the Alien Enemies Act, there should be some due process, right? Didn't one of the judges on the D.C. Circuit say Nazi war criminals or Nazis in the country were at least given due process hearings under the Alien Enemies Act?
Well, I think the judges were clear here that Trump can continue to use this. And the caveat for the due process was that they had to give them a little bit more than 24 hours. Right, it couldn't have been like 18 hours or 12 hours, and that was the, you know, part of the extent of it. There was, you know, some other things, but the due process is not the same due process you're going to get if you're a citizen. This is a reduced due process that I would say almost non-existent due process because you're being treated as an alien combatant or an alien enemy is what the act is called, right? The Alien Enemies Act. So they treat you as an alien enemy and deport you from the country accordingly. Now, the court has weighed in on this, saying that President Trump is free to use the Alien Enemies Act. So, what is the congressman talking about? Right? He's citing things, saying that the court did say that there should be some due process, that they should have at least 24 hours, that they have time to get a lawyer, or 24 hours wasn't enough, they need 2 weeks, right? Or 21 days, or something like that. And giving them time to be able to respond because 24 hours wasn't enough. Something more than 24 hours. Because it takes a little bit longer than that to file an answer if once they're served with papers and their attorney needs time to do it. I read the article. I saw what the judges had to say. So, okay, I got it. But the way they try to turn this into something that it's not is wrong. I mean, it's just plain wrong. So that's the story with Congressman Raskin making stuff up, saying that Nazis are getting more due process than human smugglers from MS-13. And that may be true, right? Even if that were the case, let's just say, right? For example, President Bush prosecuted just about everybody as an enemy combatant after 9/11. Sent them to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, Camp X-Ray, and Gitmo. And that was it. That was a wrap. See you when we see you. We're going to get to you. And you're not entitled to due process like you're in a criminal court. I get it. Now, President Obama, he chose to prosecute terrorists the way you prosecute kidnappers in federal criminal court. And he was criticized for that. People saying, you know, the previous administration was more aggressive and blah, blah, blah. And he said, no, I don't want to be more aggressive. I want to stay within the Constitution, within this, with it, you know, painting whatever picture he wanted to paint, as if doing it the other way was outside of the Constitution or extra constitutional, and it wasn't. Anyway, bottom line here is you've got President Trump outsmarting them, saying there happens to be an Alien Enemies Act of, I think it was 1898, 1798, and guess what? I'm using it. He didn't make it up. It's there for him to use. Why wouldn't you use one of the tools in your toolbox? And that's why they're mad. So, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You think I'm going to have sympathy? No sympathy here. Anyway, I want to get to your calls. I also want to get to our guest. We have a guest scheduled to join us from the TV show Hoarders on A&E. And this is going to be a good one because I've seen this show and I don't...
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
$10 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company live and national. 833-4-VALDEZ is the number if you want to join our conversation. And you know, on this program, we talk about a lot of things. We talk about the news of the day, current events. We talk about entertainment and mental health. And this particular topic I want to talk about combines the two, right? Many of us, for entertainment, turn on TV. We turn on A&E, and we see that hit show, Hoarders, where people are saving everything under the sun. They don't throw stuff away, and it brings all sorts of vermin and different things. And it's quite remarkable to see people do this. And I got to tell you, there's been times with stacks of mail, I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I'm becoming a hoarder. And, I watched a show, and like many of the shows on these networks, they're very interesting. You learn a lot from them. Now, if you've never heard of the show Hoarders, I want you to listen to this clip. Check this out.
All right, so we're now entering the kitchen area. One thing that stands out above all things is you begin to see the mice droppings. The moment you see those mice droppings, you know that the environment has been infested with obviously mice, rodents. Mice droppings are very dangerous for a number of reasons, particularly because mice carry a number of viruses such as hantavirus, MRSA, you name it. Unfortunately, a lot of my older clients and clients in general that are susceptible to living in this condition, unbeknownst to them, are putting their health in grave danger by exposing themselves in this condition. And as you know, mice tend to be attracted to clutter. You know, it gives them a nice safe haven.
Now, this is, a very interesting thing. You've got people that have stacks of newspapers, stacks of all sorts of things around, boxes upon boxes, and this attracts mice, which brings it a health problem. Now, obviously, there's a mental health issue. There's many reasons why people engage in this. I don't have all the answers, but Brandon Brona does. He's a life transition expert. He's one of the stars of the hit show A&E. He's one of the resident life makeover experts on the show, Hoarders. And he's the CEO of his own company, Life Cycle Transitions, where he does this for a living. Brandon, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here with you.
Thank you. So do I, because I got to tell you, this is something that I think in popular culture, because the show you have is so popular, that people, you know, anytime anybody's messy, they're like, oh, what are you, a hoarder? You know, it's become a part of popular culture and kind of like a colloquialism in many ways. But it is a serious thing, especially the cases that you guys cover on television. And I'm sure somebody out there right now is listening that's wondering either they themselves are the hoarder or have a loved one that is a hoarder. So my hope is that, you know, throughout the next, you know, half hour, we're able to offer them a little bit of help. But I want to start off with just tell us a little bit about you, because I think this is a pretty cool gig you've got here. You're on TV, you're helping people, and it's such an interesting way. How did you find this niche of helping people with being hoarders?
Well, I started a property preservation company about 17 years ago, working with Fannie Mae and, you know, Sallie Mae and transitioning distressed properties. And I remember, you know, getting my first phone call from a private client, if you will. And it wasn't her. It was actually her friend, who they had recently both retired, but they worked at a school together. And, she was actually a principal of this elementary school. And she said, you know, her friend hadn't let her in the home in a while. But, you know, she had, you know, confided in her that she had some things going on in her home, you know, that she needed some assistance with, and, you know, wanted her to come by. And she came by the house, and to much of her surprise, when she walked through the threshold, she couldn't believe what she had seen. The principal had basically not thrown away anything in her home in probably 5 years after her retirement. Wow. She had documents from school. She was, you know, keeping, you know, things like urine and bottles. And it was a sad, sad case to see. And it was the first time I've ever experienced anything like that. And I think a lot of clients in situations like that have that same moment when they discover their loved ones, their family members, or someone that they love or care about for the first time. You know, because a lot of times it's that isolation where they haven't seen them in a while, and then they get a call because maybe they've been hospitalized or,
right,
you know, something happened. And like I said, I always tell people, I get the call when something happens, something's going to happen, or something needs to happen. But they get that call, they go in home, and for the first time, this is their sisters, their brothers, their moms, their aunts, and they never knew that they did these things. So it's a shock, immediate shock to them. And that was the feeling that I felt for the very first time. And it's funny now, the first thing, I'm immune to it now, but I can, 99% of my clients, when I first go to their home, the first thing they do is when I walk in, they look at me is almost to say they wanted to see my initial reaction. And they don't get one because I'm accustomed to it.
You've seen
it
all.
But everyone else is. That's that first look there. Everyone's incredibly shocked.
That look of judgment. Yeah. And I guess that's what makes you effective, right? You're able to gain trust from them the minute you walk in. You're like, I've seen this before. I got this.
Exactly. It's like, you know, give me a glass of water. Let's sit down. Let's talk. I mean, nothing in this realm surprises me. And when people generalize or even marginalize people to who they think people are who suffers from this, I tell them, you know, it can be someone that you see every day that comes to work, that's a principal, CEO, or doctor, or lawyer. I transitioned, you know, over 8,000 clients in the past 17 years, and let me tell you, I've transitioned people from all walks of life.
Wow. Now, what is the, I guess, the technical term for hoarder? Like, what is this, a disorder? Is this some other type of mental health issue? How does this come about?
Well, I mean, a lot of times it's trauma focused. You know, it's a loss. You know, some people who've had head injuries, accidents, personalities change, and then they start doing things like peculiar things like hoarding. I've had cases where clients actually had heart surgery or a headache or a head surgery, you know, heart surgery or something like that. Trauma of any capacity, a loss, you know, on a mental level, you know, an emotional level rather, you know, losing someone you love, or, you know, some cases where, you know, a lot of clients that were in the military, you know, they come back from the military and, you know, you see, you know, Vietnam veterans that start barricading themselves and they call it bunkering. They actually literally, thinking that they're in wartime, they feel safer because of the tanks. They start burying things around them to sort of give them that sense of isolation. So
like hunkering down in the foxhole.
Yeah, exactly. And I've had cases where clients were, you know, affected by sexual abuse of some sort, and they start hoarding because it's their way of keeping the outside world out.
Wow. Well, we're going to pause right here. We're going to come right back with our guest, Brandon Brunna. He is the star, one of the stars of the hit show Hoarders on A&E. And we're going to continue our discussion on hoarders. Plus, your calls, I have not forgotten about you. We're going to get to you guys momentarily. 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Coast One Financial Group.
God bless you, because literally I think you represent, you know, the new voice of America. What you say is what people are listening to.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We continue our conversation on hoarding. And, you know, people who are hoarding or hoarders, as we're learning, you know, people that have hoarding disorder are characterized by a persistent difficulty to throw things away or parting with certain possessions, regardless of their value. And this, of course, leads to excessive clutter and a disruption in their daily life and can become a health hazard. And, of course, if you've heard of hoarding, you've probably seen the TV show Hoarders. And one of the lifestyle coaches on the show, a life transition expert, who's a resident life makeover on Hoarders on the A&E network, is Brandon Brona. He is the CEO of Life Cycle Transitions, and he was just telling us about how he got involved in this to begin with. As a person that was involved in the world of housing and whatnot, and found a particular case like this, and now he deals with cases like this on a regular basis. Brandon, welcome back. And I wanted to continue, I guess, kind of where we left off with, so now you're walking in and you're like, yeah, let me get a glass of water. Let's tackle this thing. And you say they come from all walks of life. And I believe you. I think that you might have a lot of people that are, you know, very successful in many different things. But for whatever reason, like you said, trauma related, they have difficulty parting with certain items. And I get all of that so far. How do you get them, I guess, to heal and to be better and to adopt a new, healthier, neater lifestyle?
Well, I mean, I focus under the 3A philosophy, and it's to accept, acknowledge, and address. A lot of people who have this tendency, they tend to be in denial about it. I mean, to wake up one day and find out you're a hoarder is not something that I think most people can ever get their head around. But to find out that you can't let go of anything and you have an attachment to everything, and everything in your life and your home has a purpose, sentimentally or otherwise, is a surreal moment in a lot of people who suffer from hoarding tendencies.
So, and that makes sense to me. What are some of your tips for, you know, the person that's listening right now that says, oh, my gosh, that's my mom, that's my grandma, that's my dad, my son, mm-hmm. whomever, you know, my loved one. How do they approach this? What do you recommend they do?
Well, I mean, for me, when I work with clients that have a difficult time letting anything go, I've created this approach. It's called the black bag philosophy that I've created, where I make my clients put everything in one particular room into two plastic bags, garbage bags, and we load it up. We take everything and we blow these bags up. And then the deal is, everything that comes out of these two bags, you have to find a place for. You got to either hang it up, they got to be folded, they got to be put in the cabinets, they got to be placed on the wall, but you have to find a place for it. And you'll be surprised, the first, you know, bag, they're going through it halfway there, then, you know, finding, they're running around like it's a game show. They're putting things on the walls, they're putting things in the closet, they're hanging things up. Then once they get down to the end of that first bag and now they have to find more places to get things, it's when the psychosis of understanding how to reengage yourself but earn what you keep. See, there's an immediate jolt of emotion that people get when they buy those shoes or that dress or that outfit or that particular item, regardless what it is. And then no sooner after they get it, it's fleeting. It's almost like the Amazon guy or the FedEx guy drops it off. And as soon as he walks away, it's like, it's over, you know. So when I get them to reengage with the items that they meant so much, that it eliminated their ability to sit on a couch or be able to, you know, function in a home, because clutter eliminates functionality, they begin to realize that these things are just things and they don't mean more than the couch or more than their relationship with their family coming over for the holidays. And it's that kind of understanding that you have to bring down to its purest form to rationalize the irrational behavior.
Wow. And that makes a lot of sense. Let me tell you, you know, you're definitely earning every dollar that you've got there, brother, because I wouldn't know how to approach this.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't know what I was walking into either, Rich.
Right. Well, you know, but that's when you know it's like your thing. You know, when you step in it, right, and you're like, hey, I think I have an idea here. You run with it. And it's working, right? Because I wouldn't have, you know, honestly, I would not have even known a lot of this. I've learned a lot so far in this conversation, because it's almost like, you know, when on TV, you don't really get too much of the backstory, at least from what I've seen hoarders. And when you do, it's like, oh, that's my deceased spouse, you know, and I don't want to get rid of their stuff. And that makes sense to me almost, you know. I think that you combine that with also maybe like past familial behavior. Like maybe you grew up with a parent that was a hoarder, so hoarding's normal for you, you know. And that's kind of always the extent of it. But I look at, you know, the examples you're giving, and it's a lot more intricate. And I'm thinking, you know, wow, it's like, it's a lot. So what's the next step? Once they're going and they're, you know, through that second bag and they're finding places, does this mean they're healed, or are they just on, you know, one step further in the process?
Yeah, it's one step further. I mean, every hoarding situation is different, and you know, there are different characteristics and traits that fall within that realm of hoarding, whether it's syllogomania, bibliomania, you know, whether it's placement hoarding, whether it's trash hoarding, where they just can't get rid of anything or throw anything away, or purposeful hoarding, where they think that they're actually going to utilize this particular thing or item at another date that they can't get rid of, or people who just grew up in a home where they didn't have clothes or shoes, they didn't have food, so they held hoard food out of the fear of not having any again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fascinating. And, you know, I'll give you my own personal example. My mom loved photo albums, and she passed away in 2011. And I have many of these photo albums just because they're in my house. And I don't know what to do with them. And people tell me, well, scan all the pictures. And I'm like, I'm physically not going to scan all these pictures and have a digital album on an iPad or something. Maybe somebody can do that for me, but I'm not going to do it. And I don't feel like I'm hoarding them, but they take up a lot of space because they're old photo albums. What are some of your strategies there? I think just save them, make a library out of them. But so many people are saying you really shouldn't keep photo albums. You should make them digital. What are your thoughts on that as a hoarding expert?
Well, I mean, if you can photo those things and put them in your computer, that's a great way of holding on to them. I mean, there's a new thing now where people are actually hoarding photos in their phone. Like, literally can't. I mean, like, think about it. They can't delete pictures. And that's a
even
fiber.
Even when they're in the cloud.
Even when they're in the cloud. They just, they feel like if they get rid of the picture, in a lot of ways, it's like getting rid of those items. They get rid of the memory. And are you a basketball guy, for example?
Not really, but I did watch the Indiana game last night.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. That was a clutch shot. But I was gonna use an example for you. You know who the former commissioner of the NBA was, but recently I think he passed away, but an interviewer was giving him an interview, and in that interview they was walking in his office, and he saw these pictures of Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and all these people, and the guy asked him, he said, you know, I bet you're a bit of a collector. I bet you collect all these things, and you have your house is loaded. And you know, he calmly responded, ironically, he said, no. He said, no, I actually don't. He said, you know, these memories were part of the past. I enjoyed them. I lived them. But I don't hold on to them because I want to make room for new memories. You know, and I thought that was very compelling, that a lot of people that hold on to things, they often have a difficult time moving on also.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's, I think, a pretty normal thing for most people. At least it is one for me. But it makes a lot of sense. Amigos, I just want to remind you, we're on with Brandon Brona. He is the CEO of Life Cycle Transitions. His website, lifecycletransitions.com. Make sure you check that out. And Brandon, I guess, what's the final piece of advice you have for everybody that's listening who, you know, has a loved one that they're concerned about, that's doing what you're saying, you know, bringing in the everything so close to them so that they don't have to go back into the outside world, like you mentioned, some victims of sexual assault do, and others. What's the takeaway here? Not only you've answered kind of how they help them, but what's the advice to them as people, like to help the caretaker not freak out?
Well, I mean, to remember it's a mental illness. They're not lazy. They're not, you know, people who just don't care. They're really hurting. You know, they're hurting in their own way. And, you know, this is something that you really need to deal with compassion and understanding. And if you don't know the answers, get a professional that does. And have that opportunity to make sure that conversation with your loved one is an open door policy in a non-judgmental way. Because in these cases, the shame, the embarrassment of it all is the reason why it lasts for so long. These are people who, because they're afraid to, you know, let people in, they don't get their plumbing or their heating HVAC fixed, or, you know, the roof is caving in, you know, and, you know, it's a lot of that is because of the fear and the shame and the embarrassment. We have to, as a society, allow people in these situations to not feel judged and to welcome them so that they can get the proper help.
I love the way that sounds. Now, Brandon, if somebody wants to hire you, are you exclusive to Hoarders, or can they go to your website and schedule a consult?
No, they can go directly to our website. It's lifecycletransitions.com. And I also want to point out that we're a transition company. So, we help clients that are looking to get their houses together for sale or looking to evaluate the condition of their home and figure out the best course of being able to stay, downsize, or relocate. We do a transition evaluation assessment, which basically just looks at the condition of their home, finances, their health, and a number of other factors. And based on that situation, we give them insight, advice, and direction.
Outstanding. Folks, check them out. Again, the website, lifestyletransitions.com. Brandon, I really appreciate it. I hope you'll come back the next time we want to talk about this topic, because it really is a fascinating one to me. And I think there's so many more questions I could have, but we're lamentably out of time. Brandon Brunna, CEO of Life Cycle Transitions. Thanks for being here, brother.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
You bet. And amigos, we're coming right back. Your calls and more coming up right now.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
On meds, too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs, with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008, with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-4-VALDEZ.
5337 833 4VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez, and to the phones we go. I see calls coming in from all over North Carolina, Georgia, California, Minnesota, Illinois. More coming in as we speak. Looking forward to speaking with everybody. Open phone, America. And let's go to Frederico, La Quinta, California, KSFO. Go right ahead, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Wonderful, thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. Oh, I hope you have a nice birthday. That was a little while ago.
Oh, yeah, Cinco de Mayo. It was a fantastic birthday. Thank you.
Okay. No, I just want to say that I so many people fight for this country, and we're still fighting. You're still fighting with Mark Levin and all this in the radio, it's like a war, and what I want to say is something that these people, they going after Trump and everything, God did a miracle with Trump. Real obvious,
in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Hello?
Yeah, you're saying in Butler, Pennsylvania, the miracle where he did not get shot in the head.
That's right. So God goes and talks to the United States and they do the miracle, And now we got everything, almost what it's supposed to be. Why, if you got it all that, why he don't take over the country? Why he don't take over the country and respecting the law, but not the BS? Because all this judge and all that, it's all BS, most of the Democrats,
Yeah, like now you're saying, why doesn't who take over the country?
Trump, why is he make a system that is going to take over the country from now on?
Well, because we have a constitutional system, and in reality, he's in charge of our country, just in as much power as he has, right? He can't have more power than the Constitution affords him. And I think he likes to mess around with the media. Today I was in the Bronx, and I was visiting, I lost one of my, I'm very close with my friends, I'm very close with their families. I grew up with a lot of these guys. And one of the guys I grew up with was like, hey, I'm going to go visit my dad, you want to come? And I was like, yeah. So I went, we went, and we were there hanging out with his dad, who's 77 years old, Dominican guy. And we were talking, and he's not a big fan of Trump's, but he's a big fan of mine. And we were talking about, all these different things. And one of the things he was concerned about was he said, all this Trump 2028, I'm afraid he's going to try and stay here forever and take over and be a dictator. And my response to that was, I don't think that's going to happen unless he goes through it the constitutional route and, gets a constitutional amendment passed. But that's not going to stop Trump from saying that, right, to the media. And who knows, maybe another 4 years, maybe another 8 years, maybe 2028, maybe 30, It's very funny to me because I think I get where he's coming from, where he's trolling the media and he's putting it out there. People really want that. Then he will win them over just like he won them over in the election. And they'll vote for him. And they will push their congresspeople two-thirds to pass a constitutional amendment so they could have another term with Trump. I don't believe that's going to be the case. I don't think he believes that's going to be the case because I think he even said it already. But he throws it out there every now and again, and that's cool with me. But I think the media, they freak out about it. And Federico, ultimately, I think this comes down to free will. People are free to do a lot of things. So, the law, and when I talk about the law, I mean like God's law and common law, man's law. They all tell you can't do this, you can't do that. We know the laws. But that doesn't mean that we don't have crime, right? There are still people that kill, even though we have laws against killing. So I think Trump is operating within the rules of the law, he's coloring inside the lines. And there's people that he's battling are coloring outside the lines. And he's got to get very creative in order to go after those people. I hope that gives you some of my perspective. Frederico, La Quinta, California, KSFO. Coming right back. Speed round. Your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can, with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. Simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
God bless you, because you literally, I think you represent, you know, the new voice of America. What you say is what people are listening to.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez, speed round here. We're going to go to, very quickly, to Marcia, Raynard, Minnesota, KVBR. Very quickly, go for it.
Hi, I was looking at Facebook today, and there is a person that appeared to look like Donald Trump announcing Flag Day. But when I looked at him, the video reminded me of the picture that Donald Trump, a few months back, had requested to be removed from the wall, and Donald Trump said it didn't look like him.
Oh, that's
interesting. That picture looked just like the picture.
Yeah, you just said it looked like a picture of him
today
that he didn't like. Thank you. I got to move on. Tim Marion,
okay.
The World War II soldiers were the greatest generation. Yes, you're right. Shout out to WGGH. Paul in Zanesville, I agree with you. I didn't elect Musk either. WHIZ in the building. Ray in Atlanta says, you got to keep those photo albums. I think I'm keeping them for sure, Ray. Thank you, WGKA. Tim in North Carolina, WNIS, Congress making too much money? You might be right. Bill in Newark, Delaware, WDEL, shout out to you. Have a great weekend, America. I'll be back Monday. God bless you.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Senior U.S. administration officials will meet with a Chinese delegation Monday in London for the next round of trade negotiations between Washington and Beijing. Correspondent Ken Lormond reports.
The meeting comes after a phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Thursday, which Mr. Trump described as a very positive conversation. The two countries are attempting to break an impasse over tariffs in global supplies of rare earth minerals. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One Friday, Mr. Trump said Xi had agreed to restore exports of rare earth minerals and magnets to the U.S., which China has slowed, threatening a range of U.S. manufacturers that relied on the crucial materials. Ken Lorman reporting.
The Justice Department has returned Kilmar Albrego Garcia to the United States from a Salvadorian prison. This is Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Albrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring. They found this was his full-time job, not a contractor. He was a smuggler of humans and children and women.
Charges allege that Abrego Garcia conspired to bring undocumented immigrants to the U.S. from Guatemala, El Salvador, and other countries. The U.S. is up to 1,168 confirmed measles cases this year, Texas adding 4 of those cases in the past week, which shows its continued slowing in its outbreak. Health officials in Pennsylvania and Michigan declared their outbreaks over as well. 2 elementary school-aged children and an adult have died from measles-related illnesses this year. Measles is caused by a highly contagious virus that's airborne. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, 3 times a day for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
A private lunar lander from Japan crashes while attempting a touchdown earlier Friday. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Communication ceased less than 2 minutes before the spacecraft's scheduled landing on the moon with a mini rover. Until then, the descent from lunar orbit seemed to be going well. 2 years ago, the company's first moonshot ended in a crash landing, giving rise to the name Resilience for its successor lander. Resilience was carrying a rover with a shovel to gather lunar dirt. Company officials say it's too soon to know whether the same problem doomed both missions. I'm Charles Villadesma.
A retired D.C. police officer found guilty of lying to the Texas about the investigation into Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio will be spending more than a year in prison. Shane Lamond was sentenced to 18 months Friday. The charges against him stem from an incident which turned a Black Lives Matter banner outside a historic African-American church in 2020. There's a recall on certain Midea air conditioners that could make people sick.
It's a voluntary recall by Midea of 1.7 million of its popular U and U Plus smart air conditioners. The problem is pooled water may not drain fast enough, leading to mold growth. There's been at least 152 reports of mold in air conditioners. More than a dozen customers report exposure to mold resulted in respiratory infections, allergic reactions, coughing, sneezing, and sore throats. The air conditioners were sold from March of 2020 through last month online and at stores, including Costco and Home Depot. I'm Ed Donahue.
Democratic state attorneys general are seeking to block President Trump's proposal for an overhaul of U.S. elections in a case that tests a constitutional bedrock, the separation of powers. The top law enforcement officials from 19 states filed a federal lawsuit after the president signed the executive order in March. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I don't think he's a former friend. I think that they'll probably make up and everything will be fine. Maybe not today, though. Maybe not today, though. A lot of stuff, a lot of back and forth. And I think that the nuclear bomb was Elon Musk saying on Twitter back and forth, you know, saying, oh, the reason they haven't released the Jeffrey Epstein files is because Donald Trump's name is right there in the middle of the Jeffrey Epstein files. And that led the communists at CNN, the Communist News Network. They have Van Jones. Van Jones, a racist and a communist, makes him a perfect Democrat, actually. And he was an Obama guy. Remember, the chairman, Mao Zedong-loving Obama administration official, Anita Dunn, she sang the praises of Van Jones. Say, oh, yeah, we were waiting for him. We stalked him. We had to bring him into the federal government because he's a communist, and he hates America, too, and wants to completely destroy anything that resembles the United States of America. They don't want to liberate the world from fascism. They're the fascists. That's the thing about Anita Dunn and about Van the Communist Jones, too. And the communist Van Jones, do you think it's better, Michael, as Van the Communist Jones or the Communist Van Jones? I'm gonna struggle with that for a little bit. But the Communist Van Jones, Van the Communist Jones, he was on CNN yesterday. Who was he on with? It was Axelrod, right? Yeah, it was David Axelrod. And he is a former journalist. What's the difference? And then a Democrat, barn burner. You know, they're not having a party. They're just firebombing things, as they're very fond of doing, like Jews and Jewish governors and Teslas. Do they think that Elon Musk is Jewish? Is Elon Musk Jewish? I don't even know. If the Democrats think he is, then he's in even more danger, because the little fascists that they are, they're out there firebombing and shooting people. They're the left. They're not liberals. Keep that in mind. But any case, big back and forth yesterday, and Elon Musk throughout, oh yeah, Trump's name is in the Epstein files, and that's why they haven't been released. It's like, whoa, this is getting ugly and getting personal. And then, actually, Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer, came out. I don't know if he's gay or not, but he came out. He came out yesterday, as a lawyer, which is probably worse, I'm not sure. And he kind of straightened that out, and I'll share that with you too. Interesting stuff. But we've got some news for you to update on all of that. The Wall Street Journal has the day that Trump and Musk torched their partnership. And the Wall Street Journal kind of lays out what in Washington they like to call the TikTok. I think that's in honor of the Chinese app, isn't it? Because Washington. But we've got that. And I've got the rebuttal and the counter rebuttal and the counter rebuttal rebuttal. And all that good stuff. Also, the left-wing radical extremist barn burners at Mediaite. Elon Musk's spat with Trump erased $34 billion of his wealth. That will be a lie because Mediaite is a bunch of lefties and they're commie fascists and they lie about everything. And even if it were true, it would be for about 5 minutes and then everything would be okay again. But never mind that. And even if it never came back, he started out with $400 billion. He's probably okay. It's not kidding. He can still go to the drive-thru. Everything's all right. And Musk appears to endorse Trump impeachment. That actually happened for a minute. Who's that? Ian Miles Chong, very well known in Twitter circles and historically fun guy. Ian Miles Chong put out something about impeaching Trump, and Elon Musk jumped in and seemed to think that's a good idea and endorse that. So a little back and forth there wah, wah, wah. And another headline from the Daily Mail out of the United Kingdom, not even the United States of America. Elon Musk pushes wild Trump body double conspiracy theory as their bromance implodes. That's their bromance. They like to sexualize everything because they're all demented and mentally up. AOC, then the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she, hey, did they ever get that that Amazon thing in New York that she scared him away and they never came back, right? She's a communist. AOC revels in Trump-Musk blow-up. The girls are fighting, she said, and then she self-immolated and detonated her suicide vest because they're very, very demented people, very mentally ill people. Amazing stuff. And again, I got this Van Jones for you. Van Jones, Trump should immediately fire, investigate, and prosecute. That's because that's what communists always do. He wants to build the Gulag archipelago, knock everybody's teeth out with rifle butts, actually have somebody else do it, as commies always do. And Van Jones is a commie. He's a communist. He is a mainstream Democrat, an Obama administration official, a media darling. They want to date him. They want their daughters to date him, or rather they want him to date their daughters. Amazing stuff. And, of course, being a communist, it's always the communist response. Fire, investigate, and prosecute. Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime. He's Leventi Beria of the Joseph Stalin KGB, but never mind that. And Joel Pollack. Putting out the Van Jones communist totalitarian, jail everyone, start a civil war, they want a shooting war in the United States. And Joel Pollack said, even the quote-unquote reasonable people on the left, I wouldn't put Van Jones in that category myself, never seem to lose their totalitarian urge to jail their opponents. Sieg Heil, fascist Jones, honestly. As you've heard of Basketball Jones, he's like Fascist Ball Jones. He's that's who he is. Isn't that amazing? Van Jones, yeah, Trump should immediately fire, investigate, and prosecute all Doge, all the Doge people. They're little Hitlers, and that's why they call everybody else Hitler, because they're projecting. They got a lot of projection problems. Speaking of which, another fascist, communist, run-of-the-mill Democrat, the Boston mayor, radical extremist Michelle Wu. Wu, any relation to the Wuhan Red Death? Oh, I think there's a relationship, all right. Boston Mayor Democrat, radical leftist Wu, blasted by feds for comparing ICE agents who wear masks because their lives are being threatened by cartels and by Democrats who are firebombing and shooting everybody, you know, just like in 1861 all over again. But Boston Mayor Wu, blasted by feds for comparing masked ICE agents to neo-Nazi group. See, there they go, calling everybody Nazis while they're firebombing the Jews and waving in the Islamists of the Muslim Brotherhood who are using Molotov cocktails to set the Jews on fire. That's the Democrat Party burning the Jews, firebombing the Jewish governor's house, firebombing everything, shooting people. They're the left. They're not liberals. All right, so... And Homeland Security says Boston Mayor comparing ICE agents to neo-Nazis is sickening. That's, well, they're the third world. I've been saying this. First, they're not liberals. They're the left. All right, let's start with that. When they're not liberal, they're really not liberal. But they are comparing everybody to Nazis because they're projecting. And some group of people I've never heard of in my life that Michelle Wu, I think she's promoting this obscure, nobody ever heard of it, Nazi group. Now their membership will actually grow because Michelle Wu, she might be a Chinese communist sent here by the Chinese Communist Party, maybe from Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It's possible that they grew her in a petri dish there and then loosed her in the United States of America, and the Democrats made her mayor of Boston because these communists, and honestly, let's keep in mind that the Nazis, Adolf Hitler's Nazi party, they were the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany, just by the way, because. Isn't that true? And I did mention today is the anniversary. It's the 81st anniversary. Fewer and fewer veterans storming the beach. I'm alive today, but there are veterans alive today that stormed the beach at Normandy, and that's some sturdy stock, these people. I gotta tell you, anybody around here, let me know. I'll buy you beers. You're drinking beers. I'm buying amazing stuff. And again, we'll play the audio of my father, which I like to play about once a year. And I look forward to playing that today. Good stuff. Omaha Beach. Today I was going back and forth with friends on the Normandy anniversary. And I have a little bit of a rock collection at home. I'm loath to call it a rock collection, but I've collected some rocks from around the world. And from, you know, the Acropolis and the Parthenon and Nelson Mandela's jail cell and some places here and there. I got some. But one of the things I did, my first visit to Omaha Beach, Normandy, France, Europe, Earth, you know, I actually brought home a little Ziploc bag of sand from Omaha Beach. And when I got home, I put it in a glass vial, V-I-A-L, not V-I-L-E, like Democrats, V-I-L-E, a little glass container, V-I-A-L, used for science and things. But I have a vial of sand that I got because that's my rock, from Omaha Beach at Normandy. And one of my friends texted me, well, if everybody took a vial of sand from Normandy when they visited, there wouldn't be any Normandy to visit, would there? See? I'm pretty sure he was kidding. He was kidding. And it's funny. And so I got that. And then my second visit, I got a little shell from the beach there. And I put it on top of my glass vial of sand from Omaha Beach at Normandy. It's kind of like a second award in the United States military on your ribbon at a second award. But I got two visits to Omaha Beach at Normandy and to the cemeteries there. And by the way, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, he is in Normandy as we speak, participating in ceremonies there, and said there were Normandy veterans there for the event, and that he went and shook hands with every one of them, met up with every one of them. Great stuff. And speaking of World War II, it's got nothing to do with World War II. Tom Cruise, you know, the movie star Tom Cruise, well, he was in Risky Business, I think, wasn't he? Wasn't he in Risky Business? And he was in something since then, too. But Tom Cruise is now in the Guinness Book of World Records. He's apparently in the Guinness Book of World Records because he pulled off a crazy stunt. It's a movie stunt, but kind of fun, I've got to say, man. And took a bit of courage. Tom Cruise credit where credit is due. So I've got that coming up too. Got that coming up. Yeah, and honestly, the day that Elon Musk and Donald Trump torched their partnership, isn't that amazing? From the Wall Street Journal today. I have that coming up as well. We remain at 888-630-9625 on this Great American Friday. On D-Day.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
If you're like most people, you probably have no idea what to get Dad for Father's Day. Well, here's a gift idea you can feel really good about. Cardia Mobile 6L. The world's first FDA-cleared 6-lead personal EKG. It can detect AFib, a leading cause of stroke. Cardia Mobile is the perfect way to get your dad to manage his heart health at home, between doctor's visits. It's small, easy to use, and records right to his phone. He gets 6 views of his heart. That's 6 times the data of any smartwatch at a fraction of the cost. Give the gift of peace of mind for the dads in your life or even for yourself. And right now, for a limited time, Cardia is giving 10% off to all my listeners. Just go to Cardia.com. That's Cardia.com or Amazon and use the code 10-6L-PLANT. That's the number 10-6L-PLANTE to get 10% off your Cardia Mobile 6L in time for Father's Day. Sponsored by AliveCore.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus.
Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. Classes start June 11th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
All right, let us go to the telephones, talk to the great American people on this anniversary of the Normandy invasion. We continue to be at 888-630-9625. Let us go to Gene, calling from Youngstown, Ohio. Gino, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. It's a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you. Hey, my BS detector is going off, and not real strong, but I've always relied on it. This thing between Elon and Trump, is there any possibility they orchestrated this thing? Because, you know, Elon's done with his service. He's going back to his business and everything. And I thought maybe they'd come up with this to try to give Elon some cover so he could get these stupid lefties off his back and quit burning his dealerships, because it's got to be driving his dealers nuts to have that threat. It's got to be affecting business. And I know Saul Alinsky, rule number 5, but how about rule number 6? I can't remember it exactly, but it goes something like, yeah, do your narrative or do your thing until you think it's fading with your you know, with your base, basically. You know, I'm witness a little bit of that. I haven't heard too much about the Tillmore, Garcia, and I'm thinking that that's kind of worn out with their base, so they're giving up on that and moving on to other things. Maybe they'll give up on Musk if they think Musk isn't worth, you know, bothering with anymore. What do you think?
Very interesting. I've got to tell you, you know, Gene, I wouldn't sell short your thinking. I wouldn't. It's a crazy world and politics and big business and I love the Saul Alinsky reference also and Rules for Radicals. Rule number six, a good tactic is when your people enjoy. It's when your people enjoy. And that's true that he does go on to say that, you know, at some point it may wear thin. And it's interesting because President Trump, I said he used a phrase very much like wearing thin, describing Elon Musk yesterday. Back and forth. I think they're going to end up friends at the end of this anyway.
Yeah.
And in fact, interestingly, the bill on the Hill might end up stronger because of this.
I hope so, because I paid a lot of money to have a personalized plate on my truck. Musket, M-U-S-K-I-T, and I don't want to have to get rid of it.
Wow.
I'm going to be Trump forever. But I did really like Elon, and I really wish he would musket all the waste, fraud, and abuse.
Very interesting. Gene, I love it. What a great call. And I love the license plate, too. Good for you. There's back and forth yesterday. This is, you know, it's above my pay grade. That's for sure. I'd like to think that I wouldn't be caught up in something like this, but what do I know? I'm not the President of the United States or the richest man on the planet Earth, so.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Speak to what was going on inside of Elon Musk's brain, that's for sure. But there is a lot to talk about here. My best girl and I, we were out last night, and we were out in the afternoon, and then by that we were out in the evening. And it was the primary topic of conversation with us and with the people around us, people that we didn't know. It was a big deal yesterday, that's for sure. A lot to say about it, and I'll get in. I'll go through the chronology as best I can, because it hasn't been put together perfectly, I think, the chronology. But I'll see what I can do. We've got that going for us. In the meantime, Michael, let's go to the telephones again. Let's go to Rob calling from Montgomery County, Maryland. Rob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, good morning to you, sir, and thank you again for all you do for all of us. You keep our sanity in wellness mode. I had something from yesterday when the Dems were all going crazy with everyone's going to die and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, when are the Republicans going to start to get out in front of the mics and whatnot and start, deterring all this stuff? You never hear a peep from any of our representatives. None. I know they're actually doing their work behind the scenes. They're actually working, but not getting in front of a camera. But when are they going to start doing? It just seems like they never, never, ever come out like you do. It seems like you're doing the job of a lot of our congressional people and Senate and senators. It boggles my mind.
I don't disagree with anything that you've said. It boggles my mind as well. And I've said before, they should really hire me because they're famously terrible for millions and millions of dollars. They spend millions and millions of dollars on getting all kinds of bad advice. President Trump, and they learn nothing from President Trump, Rob. President Trump is president for a second time of the United States because he punches back, because he's the first person with an R after his name, probably and certainly in modern times, if not ever, that punches back. And when the Democrats go crazy on him, well, get out of the way, because here comes Trump, and he's gonna knock you in the head. And he says it time and time again. I'm a counter puncher, President Trump says.
Exactly.
And he doesn't go after you, but when they come in, they slander and smear and slime you, as the left constantly does. They breathe slime. They live on slime. And President Trump comes along and he punches back. And he's, and he's the hero of the day. Now, all the jackals of the news media chase him down and seek to slake their thirst on his blood because they're just part of the Democrat Party and the left. They're not honest arbiters and they're not looking for the truth. But President Trump punches back. And where are the, Ted Cruz did it for a while, and he became the villain of the year because the filthy, corrupt Democrat Party front groups that we call the news media, they went after Ted Cruz. And again, Ted Cruz, Harvard Law School, and Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz of Harvard Law School declared that Ted Cruz, one of the smartest students, and he'd been there for 50 years or something, one of the smartest students he ever had was Ted Cruz. And then he was asked about Barack Obama, and he said, Alan Dershowitz said, Barack Obama went to Harvard Law School too, and that was about it. But the truth is, and I agree with you 100%, Rob, the Republicans need to fight back. They need to be ferocious. They need to be able to message as a verb, which they haven't been able to do for years. They should really hire me and a couple of my friends I'll create an LLC for them. And they should ask me what they should be saying, because they can't seem to figure it out. And I've been amazed by that forever. I've got to tell you, I was talking to my best girl this morning, I kid you not, Rob, sitting on the couch going through stuff for today's show. And I said, you know, and I have no desire to be in politics. And the reality is, only people that have no desire to be in politics should be in politics. Only people that don't want to be president of the United States should be made president of the United States. Because anybody that really wants to be president of the United States, I don't know, I find that to be odd, but that's me. And the messaging thing has frustrated me and annoyed me for years. I find it to be pretty easy. And one of the things they have to do, Rob, is tell the truth about the Democrats. You know? And I do that all the time.
You think?
Yeah, right.
You have my vote, Chris. You have my vote forever.
You know, I tell you, just tell the truth about these people. You know, the firebombing, the Klansmen, the Confederate States of America, Jim Crow, the SDS, the Weather Underground, the terrorists, the KKK. The history of the Democrat Party should be on parade every day. Every day. And senators and members of the House and governors should be out there hitting Democrats over the head with the truth. Just the truth.
Exactly.
You know, the Democrats lie about you if you're a Republican all day, every day. And if you're a Republican, really what you should do is tell the truth about the Democrats. Call me old-fashioned.
Yep.
Crazy man, crazy.
No, you're not old-fashioned. You speak the truth.
Yeah, well, and that's not in vogue these days, is it? That's not a very...
No, you have that right. And they need to remember that it's our money, not theirs.
Yeah, right.
Our money.
Yeah, what are you doing with our money? I got up long before the sun today. I'm going to be working long after the sun goes down today, so I can, not just so I can pay my taxes, but then I'll pay my taxes. And then these crooks take the money that I worked so hard for, and they squander it in unimaginable ways on transgender musical theater in Chad or something, you know, and circumcisions.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you.
They are amazing.
Have a great weekend. I'll be working tomorrow in the People's Republic of Montgomery County again.
Wow. Thanks, Rob. God bless you. And, you know, the truth, it's all I want. I just, my mother raised me to be thirsty for the truth. And she was a Democrat, but she wasn't a crazy person, because they weren't all crazy then. You know, if John F. Kennedy were alive today and he were a Democrat, they'd shoot him in the head again, because it's what they do. Now, and Rob was just talking about a couple of things and how Republicans should punch back, and Donald Trump does, and it's worked pretty well for him in the world of politics to punch back, to counterpunch, to tell the truth, to hit him where it hurts. And where it hurts is right in the truth, you know, kick him right in the truth and... You know what to do, but we played this soundbite yesterday of Chuck Schumer, also known as the Lizard King, you know, who threatened the lives of Supreme Court justices, and then a would-be assassin showed up at Brett Kavanaugh's house with a gun and ammo and kidnapping tools and burglary tools, and the news media acted like it was, you know, a parking violation. It was no big deal at all. Of course, they acted like that when a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer shot and nearly killed Congressman Steve Scalise, too. And they acted like that when a Democrat showed up in Butler, Pennsylvania, shot Donald Trump through the ear because, you know, missed it by that much. And the Democrats literally were saying out loud, well, gee, too bad, maybe next time, because they're the left. They're a bloodthirsty gang of ghouls. But Chuck Schumer... He's the Democrat leader in the United States Senate.
He is the "we are all going to die" act. We're all going to die bill. And that shows the callousness of this Republican majority in the House.
It's the "we're all going to die" act. It's the bill to fund the government. And they just were $36 trillion in debt. You should be in handcuffs. You should go to prison for your portion of the $36 trillion. I'm actually being facetious, unlike Van Jones, who's a communist. However, I would like to, you know they all become very wealthy people in big houses and lake houses and beach houses, and they fly private everywhere they go, and they're all millionaires, and they got giant stock portfolios, and they make $180,000 a year, which is good money, but it's not the kind of money that they have in the bank. It's a different thing altogether. And it's the We're All Going to Die Act. How many Republicans have to be shot, Schumer, before you cool it with the genocidal apocalyptic rhetoric? You mental case, you anti-Semite. I know he's Jewish. I just want to call him an anti-Semite. If you call him a Nazi, probably call him a Nazi. Amazing stuff. And then, speaking of communists, CNN has a guy named Van Jones, literally a member of the Communist Party as a young man, not to be confused with John Brennan, the CIA director, who literally voted for the Communist Party candidate Gus Hall for president of the United States before Barack Obama made him CIA director, penitentiary face Brennan. And here's Van Jones on CNN with Democrat David Axelrod, who used to be a reporter before he became a Democrat, an Obama administration official. And all, he was always a Democrat, of course. And here's Van Jones on CNN yesterday, since we're all going to die. It's like Greta von Funberg and all that stuff. And here's Van the Communist Jones.
Those Doge employees are very dangerous. If Donald Trump is smart, the first thing he's going to do is fire, investigate, and prosecute all of Elon's people who are all throughout government with their laptops downloading data right now.
Fire, investigate, prosecute. And that leads to jailing, putting in prison Doge employees who are these brilliant people, many of whom are CEOs. They're 50 years old, they're 40 years old, and the liars in the media tell you they're all 19 years old. If they were, they'd be 19-year-old geniuses. But Van Jones, being the communist that he is, just amazing stuff, these people. He should fire, investigate, and prosecute all Doge employees. And then you guys should fire on Fort Sumter and bring back slavery like the Democrats in the old days. Oh, wait a minute. That's why you have millions of illegal aliens, because somebody's got to, what was the congresswoman said yesterday? Because they got to have illegal aliens in the United States to wipe their rumpus, to wipe their buttocks, to wipe them clean, because they're not good at hygiene. They need to bring in illegal aliens. They are the party of slavery. They're the party of the bullwhip and of Robert Mapplethorpe, for people that get that one.
I'm going to be really crude right now. We're not going to have anybody around to wipe our asses.
Yeah, we're not going to have anybody around if we don't have millions of illegal aliens. That's a Democrat congresswoman. We're not going to have anyone around to wipe our asses, she said. That's the Democrat Party. And if you're an immigrant to the United States, illegal or legal, that's the way the Democrat Party thinks of you, because they're the party of the bullwhip, they're the party of the plantation, the party of slavery, the party of the Molotov cocktail. They're the Democrat Party. Aren't they amazing? All right, I've got all kinds of information for you on the back and forth between President Trump and Elon Musk. And I have, after Elon Musk said something, the attorney for Jeffrey Epstein came forward and had some choice words for what Elon Musk said. I have that for you coming up. We are at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Oh man, Big Wireless is pulling one over on us. It's time to switch to Consumer Cellular. I did, and I'm getting the same fast, reliable, nationwide Big Wireless coverage without the big wireless costs. But it's not just about saving money on my bill. It's about not getting used by the big carriers. Do you even know how much data you use every month? Most people that are 50 and over use less than 8 gigs of data a month. But Big Wireless wants to shove you into an unlimited plan because they need you to cover the costs of younger people who use a lot more data than you do. So yeah, if you're not using all that data, you're being used. I had had enough of that. I went with Consumer Cellular. Consumer Cellular set me up with a phone and a plan, and it was incredibly easy to switch. You call and speak to an actual person, and it only takes about 20 minutes. Just give them a call and make the switch today. Call 1-800-760-0702. That's 1-800-760-0702.
The man who helped shape U.S. monetary policy just released a bombshell book called Our Dollar, Your Problem. In it, former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff warns the U.S. dollar's dominance is under attack, and if it falls, your savings could be the first to go. That's why Advantage Gold is giving away a free copy of Rogoff's book to anyone who schedules a one-on-one precious metals appointment. You'll discover why gold is becoming the number one hedge against a global currency shift, how to move your IRA or 401k into physical gold, tax and penalty free, and how to get up to $10,000 in free gold and silver with a qualifying account. Get your free copy today while supplies last. No precious metals purchase necessary. Call 800-324-9902 now. That's 800-324-9902. Don't wait. Supplies are limited. Call 800-324-9902 or go to AdvantageGold.com. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Research to discover more effective treatments for the 1 in 285 children in the U.S. who will be diagnosed with cancer. Children's Cancer Research Fund is a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous. Because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
All right, I'm going to bring to you the what happened with the text messages and the back and forth between the most powerful man in the world versus the richest man in the world, the Donald Trump versus Elon Musk, and this whole Jeffrey Epstein list. Why release the Jeffrey Epstein? Because Trump is on. And it got obviously very personal. It got crazy fast. And last time I, with my best girls, I, you know, politics is so insane. Why would any sane person want to go into the field of politics? I really don't know. But again, if you are repulsed by politics, maybe you should be required to go into politics. And if you really love it, you should probably be prohibited from going into politics. Elon Musk knew nothing about politics until a very short time ago, and I guess he got kind of a crash course. And the left, you know, they're firebombing his cars and his dealerships and threatening to kill him. They're the left. Now, let's go back to the phones, Michael. Let's go to Craig, calling from the great Republic of Texas. Craig, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris. Listen to you on Patriot Talk 920. I ran for office. I'm going to make this real quick because I know it's... I had a commissioner call me at midnight one night many years ago, and he said, Craig, get over here. So I need to talk to you right now. And I said, what? And he said, here. I got to his driveway, standing outside in his boxer shorts, and he goes, we think you need to run for office. And I went, what? He said, well, we think you need to run for office. I said, who the hell is going to vote for me? And he goes, we think you're electable. Well, I got elected to office. I ran as a Democrat. It was a contentious, terrible race. I did a debate and chopped my opponent to pieces. But they came after me, and I started investigating corruption in the county that I was in. Next thing you know, I'm federally indicted. I'm charged with something, a conspiracy, and I go to prison for 90 days, federal prison, arrested, surrounded me in black pajamas. And I was told that if we investigate and prosecute all the corruption on the local level, your state would be bankrupt. And I did not want to run for office. There's a lot more to this story, and I was asked to write a book about it. But I'm going to tell you something. Politics is an ugly business. They've been stealing from us forever. And, I could tell you so much more, but there's not time for that here. I experienced things I would never experience, and I just tried to do the right thing. I don't want to compare myself to Donald Trump, but I've dealt with that on a small basis. I asked where money was at. Oh, we don't keep those records if it's under $5,000. Just every kind of excuse you could come up with. And next thing I know, I'm going to prison. And if it wasn't for someone anonymously paying for my federal lawyer, and it was a very good one, I don't know who paid, but I would be in prison right now.
Wow.
I don't know who paid for me not to go.
Sounds like you do need to write a book. Now, let me ask you one quick question. Are you still a Democrat?
I wasn't really a Democrat then, to be honest with you, but it was the only way you could get elected. Yeah. I was a blue dog Democrat, let's call it that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, wow.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.